Because I know somewhere deep down in my heart, I still love you. No!
It's the weekend show, the Friday show, in the DealsInTheD.com studios. Our Facebook, if we were on Facebook, would be brought to you by Mesa, but somebody's furnace is out.
Oh, no.
And someone has to wait at home for the furnace dude, right?
Yes, I know.
Understandably.
This is a piece of crap. More of a piece of crap than yours.
I don't think so. we should debate that someday.
Yeah. It just wants and wants and wants.
Yeah.
Never ends.
I know, it was funny the way you put it, that what more does my house want out of me? A roof on it? A furnace?
I gave it a roof. Still not happy.
Houses can be relentless.
I know. That's great. I was sitting around trying to catch up on the morning TV, and I was like, why is it so cold in here?
Oh, no.
It's really cold.
I know, that's...
Ah!
Well, no air conditioning is...
It's bad.
It's kind of just as bad, really.
Oh, yeah.
The show opened with Rocky Lockridge from Intervention,
yeah.
The Best Cry Ever, and we are mourning the loss of Rocky Lockridge at the age of 60.
Dead at the age of who the fuck cares?
At 60, who the fuck cares? Actually, a lot of people care because he was on that very emotion-filled edition of Intervention.
Yeah, well, they just got rid of their best character.
I watched the front of that again. It's really sad.
It's incredibly sad.
The son who says, you know, every black guy that walks by him, he looks at him hoping it's his dad because this guy's been a homeless drug addict, crackhead for 10, 15 years, and he was a former featherweight boxing champion.
I am happy that every eulogy or every news story says boxing champion first and then puts in the intervention because he's really known.
And do they use the audio? The
They do eventually.
Do they really?
They do start with the boxing career,
Isn't
which is nice.
Really known for the cry more than boxing.
But
it's been incorporated into TV shows.
I mean, do you want the Obets to say "Best Cry Ever"? Dead.
Shiny and sparkly and splendidly bright. Here one day, gone one night.
Gone too soon.
Yeah! Because I know somewhere deep down in my heart.
I was
going to
say, I knew he was in a lot of songs.
Look at what he left us with. That's so nice.
He fits a lot of songs. I know there's another one.
Oh, there's
that can't be the last one.
There's the Carpenters.
Just like me, they long to be.
I don't remember this one.
Close to you,
somewhere deep down in my heart, I still love you.
Don't we have him in GNR too?
Oh, I gotta find that one.
I thought there was a GNR one.
Oh, I'd love to have a voice like that. What a voice.
Yeah, he will be missed, of course. And he did give a lot of people a lot of entertainment for two entirely different things. Boxing and crying.
Who even knew he was still alive?
And I guess my understanding is that he sobered up and lived in Louisiana.
Really?
Relatively okay for the last 10 years of his life. I mean, it sounded like it wasn't a terrible ending. I mean, he was around his kids and stuff.
Do you think every time he cries,
I don't know if he ever cried like that again.
Because I know somewhere deep down
his voice
in my
freaks
heart,
me out, too.
I still love
him. Well, that's the son's voice.
Son, yeah.
That's the son's voice.
Nah.
How did that come out?
Auto-tune. There's a dubstep version.
Oh, cool.
Well, Rocky Lockridge, our thoughts and prayers. The most important thing, go out to his family. They had a very difficult time.
Yeah.
And
he started the death triangle of the former black athlete.
Who else in the triangle?
Frank Robinson.
Oh, Frank Robinson, the great. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. He must be 80-something.
You know what? I don't even know how old. Dead at the age of...
Yeah.
I don't even know how old he was.
Well, he was the...
he was a good dude, though, wasn't he?
He was a he was the first African-American manager. He was a great player, rookie of the year with the Reds, hit 38 home runs, which was the rookie record for a long time. The Reds made a very famous trade, Frank Robinson of the Baltimore Orioles, for Milt Pappas. And, oh, did the Orioles make out on that deal. Not that Milt was a bad pitcher, but I think it was his first year in Baltimore. He hit 49 home runs and won the Triple Crown
in
66. And the Birds won the World Series, which they won again in 1970, and they were in the series in 71. They lost to Pittsburgh. I want to say they lost to the Mets in 69,
major
too.
Major information dump here.
Well, Frank Robinson.
I was playing baseball when I was a kid.
He was a pretty major Hall of Famer. I think he retired with 586 home runs.
Wow.
I want to say he was
fourth all time.
586 home runs.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of RBIs, too. Probably about 1,800. Something in that neighborhood.
83 when he died.
He put up some monster numbers.
1,821.
Thank you.
Was he overshadowed by Hank Aaron?
Excuse me, 12.
A little bit. Hank lasted longer, and I think Frank was a DH at the end. Hank Aaron, he was a bit. But, I mean, at the time, he was the fourth leading home run hitter when he retired, so... It was a pretty big deal. I mean, there were a lot of guys in Ernie Banks, Willie McCovey, Hank Aaron, Willie Mays. I mean, all those guys were 500 to 755.
Just reading his Wikipedia page, did you know that he turned down an offer to join the NAACP unless they promised that he didn't have to make personal appearances? However, after witnessing Baltimore's segregated housing and discriminatory real estate practices, he changed his mind and became a speaker on racial issues. But I just love the idea that, Frank, please join the NAACP. I ain't doing no
as long as I don't make any appearances.
What?
Sounds like my next radio job. As long as I can just do the show and that's it, nothing else.
You got a point, though? I mean, they, give somebody an inch and then they want you at a furniture store.
I know.
Yeah. Old tough like Frank Robinson.
Well, Facebook... would be brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas. Joe, did he Ubered in here?
Yeah.
Is there heat?
The furnace dude showed up? Oh, there's
heat. Heat?
All
right.
Oh, all right.
Ooh. Did you set it at like 80? So it's just...
It would have been 82 when you got home.
Yeah.
Mesa Tacos and Tequilas between 3rd and 4th Street, right in the heart of downtown Royal Oak. And, of course, they got live music all weekend and then starting it back up on Monday with... Margarita Monday, $3 fresh squeeze margaritas, all you can eat. Taco Tuesdays.
That sounds delicious.
Man, Taco Tuesday sounds good. Open mic night Wednesday, that's not just comedy. That can be, you want to sing a song, whatever. It's open mic.
Really?
Competition, yeah.
Spoken word.
Trivia Thursday. Yeah, there's a spoken word. There has been spoken word.
Slam poetry.
You'll get a 10% off your meal if you mention the Drew and Mike show. So there you go.
Nice.
And from there, it's... We've got Tesla coming up. Keith Wheat from Tesla.
Brian.
Brian Wheat.
Keith is the lead singer's name. I'm sorry.
Keith Wheat, though, that's got a ring to it. Wheat.
I was almost faked out that it was pronounced wheat, which is really silly. I don't just seem plausible to me.
That's because that's how Trudy pronounced it yesterday. And it immediately became, why are you saying it that way?
Yeah.
Saying what way? All of it.
I kind of like it. I think we should try it and see if it sticks.
Oh, I wonder. He's heard that, though.
Yeah. Do you recall the Family Guy, Wheat Thins, and Tesla crossover commercial?
Oh, cool.
I don't.
Hey, can I have some Brian Wheat Thins?
What?
Can I have some Brian Wheat Thins?
They're Wheat Thins.
That's what I said. Brian Wheat Thins.
Wheat Thins.
Brian Wheat Thins.
Wheat Thins.
Brian Wheat Thins.
Why are you putting so much emphasis on the H?
What are you talking about? I'm just saying Brian Wheat Thins.
Say wheat.
Wheat.
Now say Wheat Thins.
Brian. Wheat Thins.
Wheat Thins.
Brian.
Wheat Thins.
Wheat Thins.
Brian.
Wheat Thins.
Wheat Thins.
Brian. Wheat Thins.
No, you can't have any.
Have any what? Have any Brian.
Wheat Thins? It's Wheat Thins.
Brian.
Wheat Thins.
Wheat Thins.
Can I be in your commercial?
No!
It's our thing. We're doing it.
Oh, stupid.
Now you'll remember his name.
Hey, two more years of The Simpsons announced today.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
You know, have I missed many good Simpsons episodes this year?
No.
Oh, really? I think there's been some good ones.
Really?
I watched two that were very Homer-centric that people tipped me off on. And if it's Homer-centric, I usually will will laugh.
The one where he's talking about the movies, where he's becoming the movie maker. And
that's very funny.
The Christian movies was awesome.
Yes, it was good.
I think they've gotten back to more Homer. So they know that's what works.
That's Homer's a home run.
The social justice warrior one last year was great.
I think I know the movie business.
No, every now and then I get tipped off on one. I go, why am I not watching The Simpsons? But it seems like if I turn them on like I should be watching The Simpsons, I'll catch an episode where I go, I don't know. But The Simpsons can still be funny. Of course it can.
I still love them.
I do. I'm glad they're back. Whether I'm watching every week or just a few times a year. Hopefully they have another great year.
That'll put them over 700 episodes.
Where's that rank?
They've got to be up there, right? I mean, for any kind of program.
Well, I know they passed Gunsmoke.
Gunsmoke.
Well, because they made a big deal of it on the show.
Gunsmoke.
They did, with the open, yeah. It was pretty good.
That's
how
great.
Could it have taken so long to pass Gunsmoke?
I don't know.
There were fewer people watching
TV. TV started in, 1955?
Yeah.
Gunsmoke wasn't on in the 80s.
The soap operas have the crown. There's so many episodes.
60 Minutes has been going forever, because I remember as a kid hearing the ticking going, oh, my God, the weekend's over. 60 Minutes clock is ticking. All the football's over. Everything sucks from now on.
Soap operas, that's bullshit, though, because they're on five times a week.
You know, Guiding Light has the record with 15,762 episodes, but they ended in 2009. But currently, General Hospital, they're still going, and they're at 14,242 episodes.
Are Luke and Laura ever on General Hospital?
I don't know.
No?
Are they anymore?
It was weird, that guy that died from Young and the Restless, terribly sad story. Yeah. His son had killed himself, and he fell into a deep, deep depression. Anyway, it happens all the time where they go, oh, my God, so-and-so from such-and-such a soap opera died. He was on 50 years, and I'm like, I have no idea who this dude is.
My serious issue, shallow thought with that guy.
I completely missed this guy. He was on a show for 50 years.
Doesn't he have the most perfectly named, it's his name.
St. John.
Yeah, for a soap opera star.
What was his first name? Was
it balls.
John St. John?
Radio, like a porn guy.
Radio loved St. John's.
Christoph St. John.
Yes.
Christoph
St. John.
Yeah, there was
great soap opera name.
St. John.
Oh, yeah.
John
St.
John. I mean,
Jasmine St. Clair.
Yeah, she was great.
She was the best.
Listeners keep talking about how they love Zott Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram because they go above and beyond with their customers. That's because the general manager, Jeff Schneider, and the owner, Thad Zott, want to connect with you and go the extra mile. They'll dive in and handle themselves. And if you call either location, ask for Jeff Sell. He'll work with you directly. They want to connect with our podcast people. During Zott Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram's 2019 Auto Show event, you can lease the truck of the year, the 19 Ram 1500 Big Horn Crew Cab for $169 a month, and Zott will double your Auto Show bonus cash. Because they do that, you can lease a new 19 Jeep Compass Limited for $199 a month, and then the awesome Auto Show deals on Wrangler at Zott with employee pricing for everyone. An all-new 18 Jeep Wranglers in stock, no discount number needed. Simply show up and get employee price on a brand-new Wrangler. Only at dealsinthed.com. Hall Financial, we talk about them. Top mortgage company in Michigan for client service and big supporters of the show. We just got a really nice email from somebody who was saying that Company A was not able to get their refi done, and they got done with Hall Financial.
Right.
And I got to make sure I call Company A. And Hall Financial was able to do better than Company A. And they were really impressed. And so they're very responsive. You probably see their TV commercials. They really ram home their service. They're very service-oriented. We hear it all the time from our listeners. Over 500 five-star reviews because they put you first and they get back to you. They save you money. Whether it's a refi, you want to take money out of your home, you want to shorten the length of your loan, whatever you want to do, Hall Financial would love to give you a shot. So, let's see. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. Call 248-308-5000 or click the link on the Drew and Mike Show webpage. You won't be disappointed. NMLS number 1467435.
Cool.
Now, did you guys see that the, the North Carolina governor?
What? What, blackface?
Yeah.
What?
His UNC yearbook. He's not in blackface, but people are in blackface in his yearbook.
It's not his fault.
And he was bitching about the other people in blackface, saying they should resign.
Oh.
And people are in his yearbook.
Well,
you know, I thought it was really limp.
Kind of guilt by association.
Yeah, I know. I didn't think it was terribly fair.
But what is this with the yearbook pictures of people in blackface? You pointed out that you and Patty had never heard, you know, of blackface.
Not really.
I'd never seen that in a yearbook.
I don't think I have either.
Like
I got to tell you,
the lynching pictures?
These are bad pictures.
That was horrible. I was like, what? Who does that? That's in a yearbook. That means an editor, probably a faculty member, let that go.
North Carolina?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
I got to tell you, I'm surprised. North Carolina is a very good school.
No, I just mean it's North Carolina, though.
I don't know. I honestly would not expect that to make a yearbook, even in 1979. I'm sorry. That's pretty bad.
God, no. That's horrible.
I've never seen anything like that. Wow. Not recently. I mean, maybe I'm utterly naive. But, you know, I was so taken aback by this story in general, the fact that, oh, my God, in 1980, this, you know, and I thought, well, I didn't do that in 1980. I'm glad I didn't. But I didn't remember the discussion. And then last night, I was reminded of the movie Soul Man.
Oh,
which
great
was 19.
I love that movie.
It's 1986.
Am I not allowed to love that movie?
I don't know. Maybe somebody will inform us whether you can love it or not. But a character was in blackface for the whole movie so he could get a affirmative action scholarship.
Yeah.
And Ray Don Chong and James Earl Jones, I guess there's a little bit of, is this okay? And they're like, oh, yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
And the movie did well. The movie's still available to rent. So,
well, yeah, because it's awesome. I used to love that movie when I was a kid.
So I'm going to say that we weren't that clueless. I mean, Hollywood put out a movie with a guy in blackface and nobody bitched.
C. Thomas Howell.
Yes. And you know what else? As I was reading on that topic last night, there was a rundown of Colbert's jokes about the Virginia governor and the moonwalking and all that stuff and the attorney general. And then they said that Fallon and Kimmel have ignored the topic completely because they are in blackface. I mean, isn't that weird though to think that their meetings in Jimmy Kimmel, we can't touch the North Am thing.
Yeah,
right.
It's just really the whole thing is weird. I'm waiting for Amnesty.
Did you say
Day.
Colbert? Because he's talked. He talked.
Colbert.
About
yeah,
it.
He's, they were running down Colbert's jokes.
He talked about it.
Yeah, he made some. He made some comments,
so
and
Jimmy's.
So did the, all the shows. But Fallon and Kimmel. What's the other show in?
Corden.
Oh, Seth Meyers had jokes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So apparently he's never been in blackface. Although Joy Behar busted
hilarious.
Today.
I know.
For dressing as an African woman when
what
she was 29. I don't know. It was a Halloween costume, and she darkened her skin a little bit.
Oh, boy. Well,
but again, Joy.
Again, Amnesty. Got to put that
I
out there.
I think there ought to be a. I mean, it doesn't seem like, shouldn't it just all come out? It seems like it's going to all come out because people are scouring yearbooks and
right.
kinds of craziness.
I got to go back and look at my yearbooks.
I was kind of curious to see mine, honestly.
Thank God I went to school after the Ted Danson thing.
Tesla is playing at Motor City Casino at Soundboard, right?
Soundboard, right?
Yeah, on the 13th of February, this coming Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday.
And Brian Wheat
what
is
time?
Trying to get through right about now, I believe. Is it 4 o'clock?
Yeah. Well, 3:59, he's a minute
ahead. Uh-huh.
Wow, punctual.
Yeah, there was some other rock news today. Ozzy hospitalized.
Oh, no.
I know.
Yeah, it sounded kind of.
It
I don't
sounds
know.
Bad.
Yeah, it did sound kind of bad, like really bad flu.
Are we on hold.
It sounded like they were a little worried about it.
And it's, we are.
We are.
Yeah, I thought I heard you talking to someone.
I was.
Is he doing another interview?
Maybe. Hi guys, Brian's on the line.
All
Hi
right.
there.
Hey.
Hey, Brian.
Hey. How you guys doing?
Good. Great. We got Drew, Mark, and Trudy's here.
Hi.
Hello.
You know, I first thing. First thing I wanted to ask you was if you remember playing softball against WRAF back in, I think it was 92. I know that's a long time ago, and you probably played a lot of softball.
Yeah. I don't remember that particular game, but I do remember playing a lot of softball games. Promotions back then.
Yeah. I didn't figure you'd remember the game. Oh. I was going to say that we won the game because I think we did, but I don't know. I feel a little awkward saying
Drew was semi-pro.
No,
so.
You probably did win the game because outside of myself, no one in Tesla can really play sports.
Ooh. Oh, whoa.
I think there were some roadie ringers, as I recall. But
yeah, there might have been a couple good roadies, but as far as the guys in the band, they couldn't hit a baseball to save their life.
Oof. Yeah, there were a couple.
I actually played baseball. So.
Oh, really?
Played in men's leagues, you know, hardball until about, I want to say 5-6 years ago, and it finally stopped.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Drew played, too.
Yeah, but I didn't play in my I can't imagine playing softball or hardball in my 40s.
I'm 56, and I played until I was about 48.
Now, how hard are people throwing? What kind of miles per hour are guys putting on the ball when you're playing in a league with 48-year-olds?
Some guys are throwing in the 70s, you know?
Okay.
Did you ever get hit in the hands?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a concern.
I never got hit in the hands. I did get hit in the back a lot.
Yeah, you got to protect the hands.
Because who I was. And then, you know, they'd hit me, and then they...
And then you charge the mound.
No. I just go to my base, and then the next at bat, they try to throw me a fastball, which is what I wanted, and I hit the shit out of it. Whereas they would have thrown me a curveball, they would have struck me out. So,
cool.
Yeah.
All those line drives get a little harder with each passing year for me, I know, and hopefully for you too.
Yeah. I played the outfield, so.
Oh, okay.
So it was okay. But when I was young and I actually played like for real, I was a catcher. So,
Brian, you guys are coming to the Motor City Soundboard on the 13th. By the way, I haven't been to the Soundboard, but a couple people tell me that's the coolest
venue. Great venue. Yeah. Really.
Have you guys played there before?
Yeah, I don't know that I've been there either.
Well, it's really nice.
You're going to dig it.
Yeah.
Cool. I always like coming there.
Seen a lot of people there. Yeah.
It's got a decent capacity, but the seats are really, the way it's set up, everybody's close and you've got the upper deck. And I was looking at the diagram. It's very cool.
And then you can roll out into the casino after if that's what you like.
No.
No judgment.
No gamblers in the band?
I don't know about in the band, but yeah, I have no enjoyment in gambling.
Yeah, people go one way or the other. They like taking the risk for the occasional victory, or they can't stand to lose. And I understand it either way. I personally, I would probably roll into the casino if I went to the Tesla show. Why not?
Yeah, honestly, it's just not one of the things that I enjoy.
Yeah, well, Tesla has always attracted a lot of other things that might be more enjoyable. I mean, yeah, I'm sure you guys are more mature now, but gosh, I do remember that softball. There sure were a lot of girls at the game, and they weren't there for me.
Well, yeah. Back then, you know, there was a lot of fruit on the trees back then.
Yeah, and some young guys probably picking it off occasionally.
Yeah.
The good old days. But you guys are still out there playing, and did you check the set list, Mark?
I have not checked it yet.
We shouldn't be giving away the set list anyway, but I noticed, like, you guys have some great covers. I was listening to I've Got a Feeling, which I'm a huge Beatles fan. Mark said, oh, my God, these guys do I've Got a Feeling.
Me too. I'm of the opinion that on the eighth day, God created Paul McCartney. So that tells you what a Beatle fan I am. Mm. So, and I got a feeling was my pick, absolutely. So well,
that's a ripping version too, man.
No, that was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun, that one.
And then Honky Tonk Woman? What else is in there? Mm-hmm. So I love the covers on the covers albums. The choices were great.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun to make, that whole series of those two records. Dave had just joined the band because Tommy Skew had left, and we thought, well, this would be a nice way to break him in and have some fun and not take things so serious, you know?
And you were
was a lot of fun.
You were way ahead of your time, too, because when Weezer did it, it seems like, Tesla did that 10 years ago.
I didn't know Weezer did it. But yeah. Then again, I don't
know. They just released an album full
the of the Teal album for the
Teal
record.
Album.
Yeah, you know, there was a lot of interest in that, too. I thought the songs, there's a few songs in there I really like, but it's they're a little, you know, it's hard. You like people to be faithful to songs you really like, but I always like it when people kind of make it their own one way or another. So.
Yeah, that's the balance, you know. I mean, on our stuff, I think the one thing that we kind of really made our own was we did a version of Ball of the Confusion by the Temptations. Which I like because we really testified it. And, you know, you mentioned Honky Tonk Woman, which is the one thing I wish we wouldn't have done. Not that it's not a great song, but everyone had done it. Yeah. So, you know, we also did a version of Street Fighting Man, which I prefer on that record. Huh. But anyways, look, that was 13 years ago.
I don't know if it's my imagination, but it seems like the more live shows I go to lately,
it seems like yesterday, doesn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't seem that long ago. But the more shows I go to, I notice people, there's a lot of people doing covers these days. I mean, Zac Brown, people talk about the covers, and that's a big act. It's like, what covers is he going to do?
Yeah, well, you know, we start out on covers. You know, that's how we start, and then we figure out what our influences are, and then we start trying to write songs ourselves, so... I mean, we all start out on covers. The Beatles started out on covers, you know, cover versions that were on them for three or four Beatle albums that were put out, you know?
Absolutely. And you guys, as far as the composition of the band, how many original members are with Tesla now?
There's four. Four of the five.
That's pretty rare.
Dan, myself, Frank Cannon. We both started the group when we were kids in high school. And then there's Jeff Keith, the lead singer. And Charlie Kennedy, the drummer. And then Dave Rude is the guitar player. And he's been with us since 2006. So he's been there 13 years. He's been in the band longer than the original guy was.
When you perform live, then, is there a section that's a four-man acoustical jam?
No.
That's such a great album. And I was reading a story about the origin of the five-man acoustical jam and how that came to be. And it just seemed like it was an incredible accident where all things fell in line. And you mentioned that
exactly what it was.
But you mentioned that the first show, you wished that one was the one that was on tape. And I couldn't believe that it wasn't recorded. Why was that?
Well, because it was me and our manager at the time, Peter Mitch, said, you know, after we'd done a couple of these, we should record one of them just to have for the vaults one day. I mean, you know, that was 1990, wasn't it? Mm. You know, we weren't thinking, you know, we'd still be sitting here in 2019, you know. So we just thought, well, we should record it just so we have it to look back on one day. And then that turned into the album and video with a B. But the best show, out of everything that we played, I think we did six of them, the show that was recorded was the worst show. But maybe it wouldn't have been as successful. You know, there was a spirit about that performance that I think people liked. There's such an honesty to it and a spirit that's there that copped that. It copped a vibe, even though technically, sonically, it was far from perfect.
Well, there's a problem with the bass.
It had a spirit. Yeah, there was a problem. The bass never got recorded. So what I did on the bass was I said, okay, look, when they actually got to where they were going to mix it, they said the bass didn't get recorded. So I tell you what, I said, give me my bottle of scotch. Tommy used to do. I said, I'll take a couple of drinks, right?
Yeah.
And you start the tape, and I'm not stopping. So I'm going to play it in one performance. And I did. So it wasn't like, oh, okay, stop. I messed up there. Let me go back and fix that. You know, it's just like they started the tape. I played. You know, obviously, you know, a tape only held 15 minutes of material on it, so they had to stop for that. But whatever the tape was that I played from the beginning to the end in one swoop.
Warts and all.
And you were pumped when Jimmy Page actually mentioned how much he loved it.
Yeah. That was one of my highlights of my life. Was, you know, when I met Jimmy, who's now a really good friend of mine.
Really?
And
Pager.
Yeah, we're really good friends. But when I met him, he said, I really like the five-man acoustical jam. I went, wow, I didn't even think he knew who I was. That album. I have that album. It's great. I love it.
Whoa.
Wow. And that was like, you know, I was walking off the ground that night. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So do you struggle at all with the fact that when now somebody Googles your name, they have to go to Tesla, the car company, first?
Sue them.
Oh, thank you for asking that, Trudy. I almost forgot.
No, I don't struggle with it. I don't struggle with
you
it.
Still, it's just, sue them.
I find it a little bit funny. I find it a little funny, though. Like, it wasn't too long ago, the New York Times did an article on Tesla, the inventor, and they mentioned the car guy. But they never mentioned the band. Aww. And, you know, we've been flying that flag for 30 some odd years. And I like to think that we helped people know who Tesla, the inventor, was way before the car company ever had anything to do with. I mean, the car company came out in 2004 or 2005. Well, we had been there for 20 years by that point. But no, it's okay. I don't mind. I mean, you know, I've yet to meet Elon. I've reached out to him several times and invited him to shows and stuff, but he doesn't ever seem to have the time to come and see us. But I drive a Mini myself.
I would think there'd be a little, just at least a small check written from Tesla, the car company, the Tesla band. I think didn't Apple have to write the Beatles a check? I think they did.
Yeah.
I don't think there was ever any
litigation
problem with him using the name or whatever. You know, we own our logo or something. You know what I mean? But you know, I think the name could be. You know, you could have Tesla Radio if you wanted to. And I don't think it's a problem.
Hey, it's a great idea.
Yeah, if anybody should sue, it should be the estate of Nikola Tesla.
Is there one?
Well, yeah, there's them. But that thing's kind of dysfunctional, I think, you know, them people. So I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't know that much about him and his family and all that stuff.
It's pretty deep.
You know, it happened that became the name of the band and went cool. Great. There you go. We're called Tesla.
And still going, here we are in 2019, February the 13th, at Motor City Casino at the Soundboard. Great venue for Tesla. And, Brian, thanks so much for giving us some time, and glad you guys are still out there doing your thing.
And, well, thank you for having me. I'm glad we're doing our thing still, too.
Hell, yeah. I can't believe how many bands from the 80s and 90s are still out there touring and drawing crowds, and it's great.
Yeah, no, it's good. I feel very fortunate.
Well, appreciate the time, and have a great show.
Thanks. We'll see you then.
Okay,
take
Brian.
Care, guys.
Thank you.
Bye, Brian.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Signs everywhere. He's intense.
No, the Nikola Tesla thing is so deep.
You're not like the four-man acoustical jam reference either.
I know. He was... taking things a bit literally, but that's okay.
It's funny he said about raising awareness of Nikola Tesla, because that's if it wasn't for the Great Radio Controversy album, I never would have known, because I still remember the cover of that album like a kid on a transistor.
Oh, yeah.
I was a dumb 13-year-old. What's this all about?
I would not imagine Tesla in Jimmy Page's record collection.
No.
That's a revelation.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, he must have really been
Pager!
Pager.
This is good.
What a great song. I mean, I like their cover choices, I gotta say.
Yeah. They did All the Young Dudes, too, on the second one.
Oh, one of my favorites. Love that song. A tune for a tune. Vote for me, and I set you free. Rap on, brother. Rap on. Well, the only person talking about love, thy brother, is a preacher.
Heavy bass there.
Yeah. Do you want to hear All the Young Dudes?
Sure. I remember when Ball Confusion came out. That was just out of left field. I mean, there's nothing like it on the radio. It's a big hit.
It's great. But being rapped all night about a suicide. How it kicked me in the head when he was 25. Speed job. Don't want to stay alive. When you're 25. That's pretty faithful.
Yeah. I think the guitar tone is the key to getting it right. It sounds good.
Television man is crazy. Sam with juvenile the link with Rex. Oh man, I need TV when I got T-Rex. Oh brother, you get I'm a dude.
Hey dude!
That's gonna be a good show.
Not bad.
Not getting
it. I wanna hear you.
Come on, dude.
Not getting it.
Of course, I love Bowie for name-checking the Beatles and the Stones.
Yeah.
And T-Rex!
Yeah.
Pretty cool. That's one of the best songs Bowie wrote, and yet gave it to Mott the Hoople because Mott the Hoople, I think the way the story goes, they were close to breaking up, and Bowie was a big fan, and he said, hey, I'm going to give you this song. I think it'll be a hit for you.
Yeah.
And it was. Giant.
Did he ever record it?
Yeah, he... You know what? I'm not sure if he has a... Yeah, he has a studio version on his greatest hits, I believe.
Oh.
And I'm not crazy about it, which is weird. I've heard him play it live, and it sounds really good.
Well, this is the one...
Yeah, this is a studio version, I think, isn't it?
Okay. Did he record it with Mott the Hoop?
No.
Oh,
that's David Bowie.
David.
Throaty Bowie. 25,
meh.
This is a good version, too.
Nice audio quality, Bowie.
Yeah. he recorded it. For some reason, they gave us the 20th generation version of it when he put it out. It's crazy. T-Rex! Mark Bowen! So yeah, that song kept Mott the Hoople together.
And they're going to be...
I know!
At Fillmore April 5th.
Can you believe that?
No.
You know, I was shocked because they hadn't toured the U.S. in 45 years, but they have been playing all over Europe. So I thought, what, Mott the Hoople, can they sell tickets? Apparently they can, and when we talked about that, Mark Johnston, who sends me stuff all the time, he sent me... Mott the Hoople on their 2018 tour doing All the Young Dudes and also Sweet Jane, which they had a cover of Sweet Jane on the same record, I think. And they sounded really good.
Yeah.
It was a good show. It looked really good. And Ian Hunter is 78.
Wow.
He's 78.
How do you keep a voice together that long?
He sounded good. I believe he is the oldest rock and roller who was out there. Dylan might be 78. But, you know, like McCartney, Jagger, 75, 76, I think. And, you know, there's a lot of guys in that range.
77. So.
Dylan. Okay.
Yeah, I believe he's the oldest.
Dylan.
Son of a bitch.
So, yeah, a lot of rock and roll coming. In fact, Brandon had sent us the winter concert list today. And there's a lot of shows.
Yeah.
You know, like Adam Sandler, is he this weekend?
Yeah, he's... What is today? It's tomorrow.
There's a lot of music,
at the
too.
Fox.
I saw Joe Jackson. Is it the Michigan Theater?
Oh, really?
In May?
Joe Jackson.
That's a show I kind of want. It's on a Tuesday night. It's like, hey, am I going to want to drive to Ann Arbor if I get tickets now? Seventh comes along. And it's Tuesday night. Am I going to remember? I don't know. Why can't it be closer? I love Joe Jackson.
A month ago, I was going through my credit card bill. I'm like, oh, my God, what is this charge?
I do that all the time. That's why I don't look. I just pay it.
And I realized, oh, that's right, I bought Muse tickets. When is that show?
Well, they sell them so far ahead.
I've totally spaced out and forgot about it. I think it's beginning of, I don't even know when it is now. I think it's April 6th or 8th.
Yeah.
Meh. Well, at least the tickets are already paid for.
I know, that is really weird.
Now I have to go.
Painfully.
I got a disturbing email the
day. Oh, the 4th.
From Matt. It said, and the subject was, your 60th birthday. And I was like, ah! Your 60th birthday.
Why would he do that?
Because
why?
Peter Hook is playing at Royal Oak Music Theater.
Hooky is back?
Yeah, Hooky is back. And that was a
Does he have a residency?
I don't know. His son is in the Pumpkins now.
Yes, that's right.
And he had that show was fantastic, and it was sold out too. Which I didn't know. New Order I would expect could sell out a lot of places, but I didn't know. Can Peter Hook do it? And it was a great show, great band, great show. Crowd loved it.
I think that's kind of a testament to the fact that people aren't into the same songs that they hear all the time. That they have, you know, like they veer off and.
Well, New Order had
great stuff.
Had a couple big hits in the 80s, Bizarre Love Triangle, and I'm trying to think of the other big hit. And then he's Blue Monday, yeah.
Blue Monday.
He's playing Joy Division. He was playing Joy Division the second half of the show.
Mm.
So, you know, Love Will Tear Us Apart, Transmission. I mean, a lot of people really dig Joy Division. And that song, Love Will Tear Us Apart, is just a monster, monster song. In the UK, I think they're probably twice as big for some reason.
Yeah.
But they're big over here, too.
Yeah.
And New Order's big. New Order's got a great sound. I love that Age of Consent. I think that's just the coolest, coolest song.
Hey, you mentioned...
And he didn't play it.
You mentioned the Pumpkins there.
Yeah.
Did you see Billy Corgan got his stolen guitar back?
Oh, yeah.
Who stole it?
It was stolen...
Some dick?
Years ago at St. Andrews. And not to be the dick to point this out, but... I don't know if I believe the origin story of the guy that gave it back to him.
Huh?
Really? 27 years ago it was stolen.
Jeez.
He was reunited with the beloved guitar.
Why did the guy give it back? It's not like he expected to get it back.
I always felt the guitar would come back, Corgan told Rolling Stone.
Oh, come on.
It's a lie.
Billy.
I don't believe that.
Oh,
William
Billy.
Patrick. And I know this sounds strange, but today didn't surprise me. I always felt the guitar would come back to me when it was time.
It did not come back to you.
It did.
The person gave it back to you.
How dramatic.
They just finished a June show at St. Andrews in 92 when a friend who was acting as a roadie told him, someone just walked out the back door with your guitar. He filed a police report and offered $10,000 as a reward. But the 1970s Fender Stratocaster wouldn't be back in his hands until this week. Thanks to Flushing, Michigan resident Beth James. James bought the instrument for $200 at a Detroit yard sale.
She got 10 grand for it?
Doesn't that sound fishy?
Very.
She bought it for $200. A friend of hers recognized it from an article she read online about Corgan's missing guitar.
Well, you never know. The dickbag that stole it probably was like, oh, I guess Michigan. And anybody that steals a guitar like that is probably such an asshole. He probably had no money and at some point he's like, oh, I could sell this stupid guitar.
Yeah, but then he couldn't say it was Billy Corgan's necessarily.
True.
Like, and get top dollar.
Well, couldn't he return it and get the $10,000 reward?
Oh, steal it and return it?
Yeah.
Not know about
it. I'll steal more things if that's what happens.
$200 though at a Detroit yard sale. Should we look up Beth James?
Maybe.
Did she get to hand deliver it to Corgan?
I think we should. We might want to call that place that Dr. Disgusto visited in Florida, too.
Oh, yeah.
The health club, people smearing feces. What is it about smearing feces? I mean, for some reason, people are never too old to smear feces.
Very smearable.
And Dr. Disgusto was the moniker given to the person that was spelling things on the mirror with feces in my elementary school. Actually, it was middle school.
He's like BTK, just when you think maybe he's dead or locked up somewhere, he reappears.
And it's really funny, when I talk to friends from that period, they always bring up Disgusto.
It's poop.
Really?
No one has forgotten Dr. Disgusto.
Remember when they did that anniversary story on him in the paper, and then he wrote a note to the paper saying, I'm still here, and he wrote it and shit? I could see him doing that.
And did the paper print it?
He used the name Daryl Dragon as the return address. I don't think Dr. Disgusto writes scripts either. He has no business being called Dr. Disgusto.
Maybe he's got a PhD in philosophy. When he flies, he's referred to as Dr. Disgusto.
Dr. Yaldo would love to talk to you if you're interested in making a great improvement in your life by getting rid of glasses and ancient technology and reading glasses and contacts and trying LASIK surgery to get rid of all that old technology and the cost, too. I mean... there's a cost to doing it, but there's a lot of money saved in appointments and all that other garbage. And then the multifocal implants for people 50 plus, which are life-changing. And no one else in Michigan does more of each than Dr. Yaldo. It's about freedom, lifestyle, and convenience to read the tiny type, to see distant objects with HD precision, get 20/20 or better, known as supervision. See Dr. Yaldo if you want to dump the glasses and contacts. The evaluation is free. They've got frames there also, and the Drew and Mike discount follows. Call 1-800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to yaldoeyecenter.com. And due to tremendous demands, Zod Ford and Holly's conducting the amazing Key for Kievan again. Exchange your current vehicle for a brand new 2018 or 19 Ford without spending a dime. As their goal is to match or lower your monthly payment, they assist you in terminating the remainder of your loan or lease, no matter what you owe. It's a straight fob for fob exchange. Give them the keys or fob to your old turd mobile, and Zod Ford will provide you with the keys or fob to a brand new Ford. Plus, Zod Ford will make your first month's payment, so there's walking around money. Built in there. No hassles, no gimmicks, no pressure. If you don't want to buy a car from a commission-waving middle-aged person, feel free to ask one of the lovely ladies who sell over there. There's some other dudes there, too. One guy does really well. As they'd love to help you, your friends from DealsInADee.com and Zot Ford and Holly. And then, Trudy, can you bring up the Valentine's special?
Yeah. I've got the Ultimate Makeover, the I Like You package from Dr. Rush.
I Like You package, yeah.
It's Botox, Dysport, Juvederm, and Restylane for that younger, more wrinkle-free complexion and a contour look, part of the Valentine's Day specials they're offering.
Valentine's Day refreshing?
Yes. They've got an I Love You package, which is Diva Vaginal Rejuvenation, the G-spot for more excitement.
I see.
And BBL treatments for that soft, freshly kissed look. The real I really, really love you package too is the Ultimate Makeover HD Liposuction Body Titans Arona, so you're just all svelte and sexy again and snapping back and
lovey.
All courtesy of Dr. Roche, the different Valentine's Day packages are available through the 19th.
And there's the you've got great tits package, which is boobs, boobs, that's always year boobs.
Round. You've got
it's not really called
you get
that.
More.
You should
make kitties.
Yes. You can look at pictures at www.droche, before and afters, for a lot of these procedures.
Yep.
And if you want to call for a consultation, 248-338-1110, 248-338-1110. So, did we open the Hall Financial?
Yes.
We did, yeah. We opened it prior to Brian Hoyt.
That?
And then we can also hit up Microsoft, because they called you earlier today.
Yeah, let's take care of that.
Right before the show, they called you to let you know that your license key is expired.
Now, is that, do we know that's fake?
What? No.
Do we know that's fake?
I don't know. I didn't update your license key. Did you?
I did not. Did they call you?
Probably expired.
Do I need to pay? Do I need to give them some cash?
Do you own anything Microsoft?
No.
Exactly.
Don't.
You don't. There might be computers that run Microsoft, but they're not going to be attached to that number.
May be monitored and recorded for quality assurance.
Oh. Ooh. That makes it official.
Not giving it. Hello? Hello?
Hello? How can I help you?
I got a message. There was some problem with my Microsoft software.
Oh, we are from Microprocessor.
No problem.
You have a wrong number?
I'm sorry?
You have wrong number. We are not Microsoft.
I need microprocessor. Oh, microprocessor.
Perfect.
Okay, I guess apparently I need to get something fixed.
You just left a message?
Yeah, you left me a message. You guys called me. And I want to get it taken care of immediately. Very concerned.
Oh, wow.
Was he off the clock?
I hear you.
You gone?
What?
Call him back.
Is it all the same?
How would you like to make the payment?
Sweatshop, and they know the number.
Can they not hire anyone who sounds official in any way, shape, or form?
If they work in the world of tech, can they get a better phone system?
I know.
That's terrible. Come on, my man.
You wish.
That guy kills me.
Don't forget to drop, Hugh Jeffiness on him.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Your call is very important to us.
You're talking to drop.
You'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Next available agent.
Just let him know you
Are you guys laughing your ass off?
You have to wait on hold for these people now?
Okay, Mr. Yu Japanese. Thank you for calling Microsoft. This is Jason. How may I assist you?
Yeah, Jason, I just got a message from you guys that I needed to get something done with my Microsoft. There's a problem. I want to get it taken care of immediately.
That's right, because the license key of your computer get expired. So are you at your computer right now? So we need to be installed as soon as possible, okay?
I am. How much is it going to cost me?
It might be like $600.
Oh, boy, this is going to hurt. Okay. But my computer's everything to me, so I got to get it fixed immediately. Hello? Yellow. Jason?
Yes.
Jason?
Jason?
Yeah!
What, he hears Rocky Lockridge and he's just out?
No way he heard that.
I heard it.
Yeah, but he didn't hear.
I don't know. Some people are.
Oh, come on. All right.
They insisted it was not Microsoft.
$600.
Well, no. You heard Rocky Lockridge.
Get your story straight.
Whoa, let's stop talking with this guy.
call one more time.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
wait, don't hang up.
The first guy just didn't want to deal with it. He wants to go home.
Yes.
The second guy is like in the ballpark.
Yeah. Do you mean Jason?
Yeah, Jason.
Jason.
I mean, I realize we're almost at full employment. Unemployment is extremely low right now, but you would think these scam people get
those are
better
US
people
numbers.
Than this.
Dialed is not in service.
Oh, they already
please
canceled it.
What? And try again. Goodbye.
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 You're already blocked?
Seriously?
Yeah, I'm going to try one more time. Maybe I small fingered it.
Oh, gross. Come on, Jason.
Okay, Mr. Yuhu Japanese.
All righty. Now you're willing to purchase information as well.
Dialed is not in service.
Wow, they cut you off.
Wow. Yeah, how'd they do that?
You are blocked.
I was ready to pay $600.
That sucks.
Wow. It's so funny. You know that.
I was ready to pay $600.
I wanted to get it fixed. I'd rather pay the price now. You know, AT&T calls me 2 weeks ago because my phone is way overdue. I'm like, you're not AT&T. Get the fuck out of here. They don't call. Does anyone believe anyone anymore?
No, God, no.
But the IRS won't call you. I'm not sure that AT&T won't not call you.
I don't trust any call coming
that's
in.
True.
No, AT&T
that's
will
true.
Call
that's
you.
True.
They called me. I my phone was almost cut off. It was a near disaster, and I was not believing it.
I kind of got...
When I said my card was over the limit, I was like, oh, now you're really pulling my leg. And it was. Oh, my God.
Yes.
I followed your example. I didn't pay my cable bill for 2 months.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Is that why the cable guy...
Well, first, cable issues? This day after the Super Bowl, and I'm like, why can't I get anything? You know, I can't do anything. At that point, you're just paralyzed. You can't send email. You can't do anything. And then Zeus found out that, yeah.
Well, I wonder why
two months overdue.
Why didn't they call you?
I know, because they probably didn't think I'd believe it. That it was them.
I remember you telling me that, and I said you should just put on automatic payment, and then 3 years from after you cancel it, then you'll realize you paid them an extra $6,000.
But they won't give that back.
No, of
but they did
not.
Say there was a leak, a data leak or something. I didn't know Roger. That kind of stuff.
I just broke the internet.
That's what happened here.
Yeah.
Should we call the Florida joint that's got the Disgusto guy?
Sure.
Do we have the number of the
Crunch Fitness?
Crunch Fitness. What a great name, Crunch Fitness. I mean, if it wasn't for Disgusto, I'd be wanting to join.
Oh,
just for the name. Crunch Fitness, although I don't want to do lots of crunches.
No. God, no.
Ugh. Down in Florida, they arrested two men for smearing feces.
Oh, they caught them?
Thank you for calling Crunch Bell. This is Jonathan speaking. How may I help you?
Is this Crunch Fitness?
Yes, sir, it is.
Yeah, I'm calling because there were some men arrested there for an incident in the bathroom, and I think these characters may have been, I may have had an issue with them, too. And I was just wondering, did they catch these people?
They did catch them, and they did get arrested and charged.
Now, are they members of the Crunch Fitness?
Not anymore.
Now, why is it called Crunch Fit? Oh, they lost their memberships.
Good. Can you just keep charging them, though?
Nah, I wish.
Man, can you charge
me? They'll be paying more. They'll be paying more in the end run.
I think that's the first time anyone's like fitness membership, their fitness membership has actually been canceled on them,
right?
Instead of just recharging over and over. Yeah.
No, like we got them out of here. They're prohibited to go to any Crunch ever.
Ever? Oh, all of them?
They're banned. Their pictures are up in all Crunch Fitnesses.
Circle slash.
Yeah. As soon as they come and they try to sign up, and as soon as they try to sign up, their name will go off. Oh,
wow, that sounds like the Prince's caller ID back
like
in the day.
Facial recognition. Yeah.
These guys, do they have to pay for cleaning up the bathroom? Because it sounds like there's some extensive cleaning in order.
Yes. Don't worry. We'll take care. They're going to be cleaning paying all the cleaning fees. Oh. They also were messing with the sauna as well, so they're going to be taking care of that as well.
Oh, the sauna. Yeah.
Now, is it true that there was feces found on the rocks in the sauna? Is that true?
Oh. No, sir. I mean, I honestly tell you that there was no feces on the rocks.
Okay. Then that was reported that there was feces on the rocks. And there was also some speculation that one of these guys went
first
by.
First drink, by the way, feces on the rocks.
One of these what?
There was speculation that one of these guys was going by an alias, Dr. Disgusto.
That he wrote it?
Dr. Disgusto, did he write in feces on the mirror or something?
Nah, I don't know about that part.
Okay, because that's the person I'm looking for is Dr. Disgusto. And I heard that it might be, there was a possibility it was the same person. The article referred to him.
He had a run-in with him. At one point.
Yeah.
No, where did you guys read the article?
It was on the internet.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But it looked pretty accurate.
They were just finger painting.
Oh.
That's what Disgusto does. That's what Dr. Disgusto does.
Yeah, well, they didn't leave any letters or anything like that.
They didn't. Okay.
Any symbols or anything?
Nah.
No.
Yeah, Disgusto was here.
No hieroglyphics. Yeah.
When they got cut, did you grab them and rub their face in it, like get them really close and then smack them on the nose?
I got here 2 seconds before the cops got here, and
they got pretty lucky.
I could tell you that.
Hey, who found it, by the way?
Manager.
They were busted. Oh. They were busted in the act, is what I heard.
Oh, what weirdos! Yep.
Now, were these guys buff? Were they there to work out, or were they just there to play with feces?
They were. Just here. They were very young kids and very fragile.
Oh, really?
They were a bunch of twinks. They weren't even there to build up. They weren't even buffing up. They were just there to play around in the bathroom. That's just so unsettling.
Shit isn't that hard to squeeze.
But, you know, you think if you join Crunch Fitness, you're there to get buff. And to find out these young fellas are wimpy, fragile.
If that was their plan, I could promise you that they will get no progression at any Crunch in the whole U.S.
Yeah.
Wait, wow. Now, where are their Crunches? Are they all over the United States?
Yes, we have 280 locations. We even have some in Australia and in Puerto Rico. Oh.
Well, if these guys ever want to buff up, they're done. What club are they going to join? Crunch Fitness is clearly taking over the market.
Tell me about it. We're definitely taking over right now. We've been around since 1989, but in the last since now is when we started to hit Central Florida. We're opening three more this year and eight the next year coming up.
Are you the owner of this particular Crunch?
I wish.
Oh,
I would not be here.
Are you a trainer?
I am not a trainer. I work front desk.
Oh, okay.
Now, Crunch Fitness, what is the policy on training? Because some people overcharge for trainers, and I just wondered if Crunch, if they do it differently.
Give me a second, all right?
Okay.
Who am I talking to so I know I'm not talking to strangers? All three of your names. Hurry up.
This is Drew.
I'm Trudy.
And I'm Mark.
Drew?
Yes.
Trudy?
And Mark.
And Mark. Cool. Well, I'm Jonathan, by the way, so we're no longer strangers.
Nice to meet you, Jonathan.
Nice to meet you also. So let me explain a little bit about what we have got going on here.
I think we're
going to
sign up for Crunch by the end of this call.
Good. I mean, I'm happy you called. There's three memberships under my belt right here.
I just wonder about the trainers, though, because some people say that health clubs frequently will overcharge people for trainers, and I just wonder what the Crunch policy was.
I'm going to tell you what it is. Right now, we're running a promotion. It is called a personal training kickoff. I'm going to explain exactly what that is to you right now.
Okay.
The first session, for only $10, we'll put you with a personal trainer. You'll sit down for a half hour. They go over your fitness level, any health risks that you have, and they go over whatever your goal is. So you want to lose weight, you want to build muscle, so you want to run fast. to say you want to swim faster. With that, then they go ahead and they assess that, and they kind of push you in the right nutritional path of to make sure that you're going to reach your goal eventually at the end of everything. Also, and after that, they go ahead and they put you through a personal hour, a 4-hour personal training. After that, the kickoff comes with a $75 gift certificate. So if you wanted to continue with those personal training classes, that $75 will be applied to those future classes that you wanted to attend.
I've never heard of a special like this at a health club. This is amazing.
What if I just wanted to bi-weekly workouts to get huge biceps?
There's internet for that as well.
What?
A lot of YouTube videos for that.
How much?
But
bi-weekly
workout? The thing is that there's different plans. The personal trainers are the ones that know it, because there's like you could come 2 times a week, 3 times a week, 4 times a week, depending on exactly what exactly your goal is.
So that's a real thing. Bi-weekly workout.
They'll customize it for you if you want bi-weekly workouts.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay. Thank you for the information. I'm going to go online and do a little more homework and review this article and see if we can come any closer to finding this Dr. Disgusto character. It sounds like it might be somebody different there at Crunch. But
Well, you need to come over here and get buff.
Yeah,
make
it
fun of those little kids.
I know. Need an 8-pack. Right.
Don't sign up online. It's going to cost you more.
Okay.
Thank you. What if we say Jonathan sent us there?
I mean, I don't think there's an audio button on the website.
Okay, I'll just come in and I will tell him Jonathan gets the commission if I sign up. How's that?
Yep.
Okay. Right.
Thanks, Jonathan.
No, thank you. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. All right. Bye. Good luck with the bathroom. And the sauna. It did say
the salesman.
It said they defecated on the rocks in the sauna.
They did?
I swear to
God. Oh. They got to throw.
It did not mention a connection to Disgusto, however.
I told you before.
You have to throw those rocks away then, right?
I think so. It sounds like they're trying to maintain the rocks.
I told you about the time our football team had, like, I don't know, it was a retreat or night out of the hotel. And it was one of those Holiday Inns, so it had the sauna and the pool. My buddy
sweet
pissed all over the sauna rocks.
They said they did that, too, in the article. I'm not kidding.
I have never smelled anything as worse as the piss he took
steam.
On sauna rocks.
Gross. Was eating asparagus before?
The whole pool area had to be evacuated. Not just the team, but everybody else that was at the pool. And everyone's like, no, I don't know what that smell is. It's crazy.
Mind you,
this is the same guy that peed on the barbecue that was on fire and he put it out. He's got a fire hose for a dick.
Wow.
What the hell?
It's so intense.
I guess he just loved pissing.
There are Crunch Fitnesses all over the place.
Yeah.
Dearborn, Farmington.
Why have I never heard of Crunch Fitness? I mean,
they don't advertise as much as Planet Fitness.
It's like they just came flying into my life. It's like a Crunch Fitness volcano just went off. Good God.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the Inside Edition story on the blackface.
There's
got to be someone new in blackface.
It's like every hour is break.
And the governor of Virginia is renewing a conversation about the notorious practice.
Oh, he is?
And with it, the shocking realization that it still happens more often than people care to admit. On social media, men and women are posting photos like this. A Wisconsin college student in blackface.
Oh, that's really
bad. Wait, it's like a chic thing to do right now?
It happened
to post a picture?
I spoke with journalist Roland Martin, host of the Roland Martin Digital
Black
Show.
Maz.
Are you surprised that it still happens today?
I'm not shocked at all that you still have
he does look like Maz.
Face, oh, my God.
Because race is in the DNA of America.
Social media is loaded with dozens of photos of young people dressed in blackface.
People don't understand that it's not a joke to say, oh, I'll put on some black makeup and it's all good and fun and
that's
games.
Bizarre.
No, it is a deep, profound.
Hang on, I need to take a picture of him.
Some people are saying that's Maz in blackface posing as some kind of an expert on blackface. Some people are saying that.
Okay, hang on.
He's got about the right amount of hair, too.
Exactly.
Yeah. This book's about the right age.
Right? And Tom might wear a shirt
racist
like that.
Oh, he totally would.
In this country.
I mean, former NBC anchor Megyn Kelly lost her job after defending wearing blackface for Halloween.
She didn't defend it. Was she defending it?
If you are a white person who puts on blackface for Halloween, or a black person who puts on whiteface for Halloween, like, when I was a kid, that was okay as long as you were dressing up as, like, a character.
That prompted her Today Show colleague, Al Roker, to angrily respond.
Then swooped in.
She apologized to the staff. She owes a bigger apology to folks of color around the country.
Just today, the famed fashion house Gucci is apologizing for
selling
this sweater.
Was anyone going to buy this?
Well, yeah, it's
ridiculous.
It's Gucci.
It's stupid. It pulls the turtleneck up over your lips, and it.
That's
first
really...
of all, if it was blackface, wouldn't the lips be white though?
I like turtles.
What do you mean?
Just saying.
Oh, like the old minstrel show?
Minstrel show.
Well, the lips are, I mean,
it's not blackface. It's a turtleneck that covers. So wait, you can't wear a black ski mask if you're white?
No.
Don't wear that outfit again.
I just want to know the rules. I'm not trying to make light of it. That's not blackface. That's a turtleneck that covers your lower face so you stay warm, right?
I guess.
I mean, I wouldn't wear it. First of all, I just think it looks stupid.
I wouldn't want you to wear it.
It was a dumb idea, and I think it would. No one's bought one. It's been out in the market for weeks, and no one has bought one.
Photoshop your head into that.
I texted you to that story, and I said, I'm mostly appalled at the $900 price tag. Who would buy it?
Another reason no one has bought one.
Who's the rich racist that wants to buy this, and you wrote back, Liam Neeson?
I mean, is that really blackface? It's a turtleneck that goes up over your lips and the bottom of your nose to stay warm, right? It's not
Gucci,
to be black.
They're just turtles.
Plus, how many black people are black on the bottom of their face and white on the top of their face?
Oh, you're right. But it's stupid anyway.
No, I think it's dumb.
Respond.
The fact is, while she apologized to the staff, she owes a bigger apology to folks of color around the country.
Just today, the famed fashion house Gucci is apologizing for selling this sweater that appears to mimic blackface.
Dumb design,
Twitter
too.
Exploded. Mm. What the hell were they thinking? Went one post. Gucci announced today that the sweater is being yanked from the marketplace. Gucci deeply apologizes for the offense caused. The rival high-end fashion house Prada pulled these keychains that look like blackface dolls. When did this happen? Just 2 months ago.
I believe they do that.
I'll be back with more Inside Edition right after this.
To take advantage of the flash of attention.
Tom wrote back. He just wrote, come on! just wrote, it's in your yearbook.
Will you send me that photo?
Yeah.
Pretty please.
And then I asked if we could tweet it. You don't care?
I don't know. Do you sound upset about the disclosure that it looks
just wrote,
like him?
Come on. I don't know. I could take that in any which way.
It doesn't sound like he's a fan of it.
It looks just like, look at this still.
He's angry because he doesn't think it looks like him. Is that why he's mad?
I don't know why he's mad. I think it looks just like him. What mail do you want it to, Brandon? Do you care?
Either way. Side by side? Anyone. Can we see it side by side?
That's what I was going to do.
Oh, good. Okay.
Well,
Brandon at Drew and Mike Podcast.
Did you guys see thank you. One of the great things Waze did, the app for the driving app?
I use Waze.
I
like Waze because
what do they do?
Waze is basically just a Google Maps, you know, thing. It's basically GPS for you. However, what I like about it, you can warn other people. You know, you can put that there's a hazard on the road or if there's a cop or something like
right.
that. And so it actually really helps you
speed
if
traps.
You're speeding. It says, hey. There's a cop.
Yeah.
And you can customize it. My voice, right? I have Michael Starr from Steel Panther. He's the one always yelling at me.
Oh, well, you know who you need to get on there is this one.
Here is how to get over here.
Really?
Well,
she's on Waze?
The porn star's on there?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, in New York, they demanded that they stop doing drunk driving checkpoints on Waze.
What?
So that people could avoid drunk driving checkpoints.
Well, you gotta be kidding me.
What
why?
If you're in a hurry and you want to avoid it because you're in a rush.
I think that's a good excuse.
Are drunk driving checkpoints to stop drunk drivers, or are they to make money? I don't know.
They're to get drunk people off the road.
Okay.
I mean, I knew somebody, by the way, who saw a drunk driving checkpoint, and he turned around, and he got pulled over, got a DUI.
Yeah, you can't do that. Once you see it, you've got to go.
You're in.
With it.
You're
yeah,
in.
Yeah.
You're screwed.
And I don't think you can't get away with changing drivers either. That wouldn't work.
No, there's no way out.
Yeah.
Driving a checkpoint drunk. See ya. That reminds me.
No.
I don't know why I saw something online and I just dove a little deeper just because Dolores O'Riordan's death.
Mm. Yeah.
There's more information on it.
Yeah.
And
zombies.
I remember, you know, reading about it. Yeah. No, it wasn't zombies.
What?
But she had four times the legal limit of alcohol in her system and a lot of prescription drugs, too.
Four times the legal limit?
The driving limit.
What is the limit over there?
0.08, or I assume, or it's in meters, or it's probably 12 stones. 1-2 stones, I don't know.
Wow.
But she was up, man. She was fucked up. She drowned. She accidentally drowned in the bathtub.
Really? Oh, Whitney
Houston?
She was
so fucked up. Yeah.
What other drugs was she on?
It sounded like pills. I didn't really say prescription pills.
Is that why Bieber claimed he was addicted to Xanax? Because it sounds cool?
Possibly.
I just read it in Dolores Reardon.
She had... They had changed their schedule because she had back problems, so I assumed they were painkillers. I don't know. It sounded awful, though. I mean, accidentally drowning. Ugh. And she had, hadn't she given up drinking?
Yeah.
She was sober. I know. Yeah. It was really sad.
There was some turmoil in her life towards the end there, so.
Meanwhile, didn't they just release a new album?
What was, yeah, her last tracks.
What's going on?
Trudy, what do you mean turmoil? What was going on with her?
I thought that she had broken up with somebody and wasn't handling it well, or...
Oh.
Oh, boy.
It was some kind of drama.
Let's see what the excitement
is. Oh, it's... I know what it is.
What?
It's food has come to the house.
Oh, all right.
Zeus couldn't eat.
I wonder why Zeus got out so fast.
Because of the furnace guy?
Wait, what is he going to eat then? He didn't eat anything.
Oh, he'll eat pizza this time.
Really?
Yeah. Pig's not.
Sweet.
Yeah. What kind of pizza?
I don't know.
It's very particular.
Yes.
I'm really intrigued.
Oh, I got some for everybody. Yay.
Pig snop.
How do you know it's not all for him?
Is it all for you?
Maybe he's carb loading.
Lay off me. I'm starving.
You know, going back to blackface for a minute.
Yeah.
I wrote so much down this morning. Something at Soul Man movie came up. I was like, wait a second. There was a movie in 86. That was, I mean, everyone remembers that stupid movie, right?
Yeah.
It was an extremely dumb movie, but a lot of people
watched it. No, it wasn't. It was awesome.
Well, I'm just kind of amazed if, Megyn Kelly's story, which is basically you're saying, well, when I was in the 70s, I remember people making a big deal about blackface, which is what me and my sister were kind of talking about. And people were saying, no, you should know better, and this is painful even doing it then. And I was just, I never did it, but I just thought it was kind of odd that there was so much awareness that I wasn't aware of. And so anyway, they were talking about...
I thought Soul Man really opened up your eyes to some of the troubles.
No, it was Ted Danson that opened up my eyes.
No, I mean, Soul Man opened up eyes to the trouble that some African-Americans face in society.
Soul Man, it's interesting seeing Soul Man. It was being discussed in 2016, and they were saying... The point of Soul Man was there wasn't a single African American who could qualify for this scholarship.
Yeah.
So this guy blackens his face, you know, because only a white guy could possibly qualify for this, you know. And so because he wanted to get the scholarship, I don't remember the plot.
Who's the director of this piece of crap?
It's not a piece of crap. It's not a piece of crap. Steve Miner. Mark Watson is the pampered son of a rich family who's about to attend Harvard Law, along with his best friend, Gordon. Unfortunately, his father's neurotic psychiatrist talks his patient having more fun. Okay, whatever.
Joey Louis Dreyfus is in the movie?
Estimated annual living expenses. You ever applied for a loan before? $7,000.
Ooh, he's
going to
hang himself, too. That's a trigger.
Mr. Watson, you don't pay your bills. Get out. Total for 3 years of law school. Wait a second. Look at this. Full tuition for the most qualified applicant. Most qualified black applicant. $53,979. Don't you think you're overreacting? No. Congratulations, Mr. Watson. Thank you, sir. I'll do my best.
He looks ridiculous.
Pause for 1 second. The song, by the way, Soul Man,
yeah.
You know, Sam and Dave, great song, fantastic song. They recut it for the movie with Sam Moore of Sam and Dave and Lou Reed.
Really?
Yes. I've got to hear that. How ridiculous is that going to sound? Lou Reed with instead of Dave Prater from
Can
Sam
keep
and Dave?
Up even?
I just can't imagine. Lou doesn't even sing. He talks.
That's true. He does.
This has got to be the weirdest version. I've never heard it before. This movie just freaked me out today. I was like, what?
Why? Because it's so good.
Apparently.
Forgot about it. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Rappers Loop.
Wait, Lou's dancing.
Doesn't fit.
Wait, is she going to sing a verse?
Be sure, hey, don't you fret. Cause you ain't seen nothing yet. I'm a soul man.
What the fuck?
That's the most energized I've ever seen Lou Reed.
Ray Dong Chong.
He looks like he's kind of boogieing.
That's
really weird.
Oh, it's a nice montage.
I have to believe this is for a paycheck.
Oh boy.
Wait, Lou's miming the song too.
Didn't he take a dump on a plate for a fan once?
No, he wanted to take a dump in a fan's mouth.
That's right. How silly
of
me.
He wanted him to be his David Cassidy, he said. That was the lingo, apparently, at the time. I don't know. I don't know what that's doing with David Cassidy, or if he liked that.
Cassidy? Wait, I thought it was...
It's in Please Kill Me.
Yeah.
It's in the book, the punk rock Bible.
Wait, who was the one that liked the glass table that Clark
Danny
was talking
Thomas.
To?
Yeah, Marlo's dad. St. Jude's Hospital. The guy that raised all that money.
I know.
Everybody's got something.
I think about that every time I see her now, and I used to think that girl, and now I just think
Danny
your
Thomas.
Dad used to crap
when I see a glass table, I just picture Danny Thomas underneath it. Very distinctive looking guy. I'm just like, wow, did that really happen?
They probably had tons of Windex at their house.
At that time, our promotions department should have sold glass tables with cardboard Dannys underneath.
Oh, brilliant. Probably still could.
Missed it.
What if that was a big thing at Art Van or somewhere?
Danny Thomas. Cut out.
Yeah, cutouts under the table.
Can Smiling. I try it out? You're supposed to shit on it.
Oh, boy. Well, I love Sam and Dave. I think they were estranged at that point.
Oh, man.
What's that song? Hold On, I'm Coming. That's great song. Man, Stax Records. Stax. Otis Redding, mm-hmm. Al Green, yeah. Sam and Dave. Isaac Hayes. There's a new Shaft movie out.
Ah, that looks good.
With three generations of Shaft.
Is it still John Shaft?
Yep.
Yeah, and Samuel L. Jackson.
Three? What do you mean three generations?
I'll show you.
It's
dumb.
Samuel L. and where? Oh, it's director.
He's John Shaft.
Yeah, and what's his name? Who played it originally? Sorry, can't remember his name at this moment.
Hi, I'm looking for
Shaft.
Mm-hmm.
Who's asking?
John Shaft Jr., your son.
My son?
No, there can't be a John Shaft Jr. That sounds ridiculous.
Yeah. You know, they say that cat Shaft is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
Ignore him. He thinks he's a black James Bond.
That dude was real. He'd think it was me.
Roundtree.
If you're going to pursue this investigation, I'm going to have to babysit your ass.
Damn!
Oh, look at here! How long has it been?
Never long enough. Lady Syphilis, Madam Chlamydia, it's lovely to meet you both.
That's Junior's mama. She a little bitter.
Please tell me that you did not get our son involved in your bullshit.
What this?
Oh, boy.
You picked up a bat.
You can't beat up a woman.
You want to watch a minute and a half more of this?
No.
God damn.
Good, they're not giving in though.
Boy, everybody's going. Everybody needs a paycheck.
Mr. Roundtree.
I forgot that they redid it in 2000.
Not giving in. I forgot. Three generations of Shaft.
Wow.
Seems like the third generation is really close to the second.
I watched that. It's pretty amazing.
Anyway, just my final notes on the blackface thing is that in reading about the Soul Man, and there were all these stories underneath it, was. People were suggesting that it's not okay to moonwalk.
What?
That's what I said.
Why is it not okay to moonwalk?
You can't moonwalk.
Well, shit, I can moonwalk.
It's appropriating Michael Jackson's dance, I guess. I don't know. I didn't understand.
Can we not limbo? That's cultural appropriation of something, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think that's a white person came up with that. Oh, is it a
Caribbean
thing?
Yeah, no.
Maybe not then. I don't know.
Can we do the hula?
Island.
Or is that cultural appropriation?
I don't know. All these questions need answers. There needs to be a book of rules.
Can we do the twist? Because that's Chubby Checker.
Dancing apart from the beat.
I don't think so. And that Mark Herring, the attorney general.
Yeah.
Who, there's not a, is there a picture of him or no? He just admitted it?
Yeah, there's a picture of him, though. Yeah. I mean, he's out there.
What's he doing in the picture?
Oh, you mean a picture of him in blackface?
Yeah, in blackface.
No, I'm sorry. Which, why did he admit it?
I don't know. I don't even know why Ralph Northam's, you know, he said he's hiring a private investigator, by the way, to prove that he's not in the picture with the Klan guy.
No, and to prove that he can do the moonwalk still, since his wife won't let him do it.
All right, was that a moonwalk? I don't know. The crowd here is appreciative.
I think he can do the moonwalk. I think he'd be delighted to do the moonwalk. But anyway,
I just think it's bogus to do a moonwalk, but still.
So, what do you mean it's bogus? It's a cool move.
Really?
I don't understand. What is? It's a dance. Yeah. It's not. I mean, there's nothing to do with a minstrel show. I don't know. This is just, if you read like the really hard version of all this, you find yourself going, what? You can't moonwalk. Not that I can moonwalk anyway or want to try. But, and then it talked about Mark Herring, the attorney general, meeting with his staff to reveal that I took a picture in blackface in 1980. I was a Curtis Blow fan. I dressed as Curtis Blow, blah, blah, blah. And the story said, I just thought this was extreme, that the staff were all crying in the meeting.
Hey. Like Jimmy Fallon's writers?
Yes, that's exactly what I thought of.
Was it about how stupid it was?
I got the impression that they were so pained dumb. By it. Doesn't it seem extreme to be? I mean, I wore blackface in 99. No, it's really dumb. He apologized profusely. And he went on and on about how much pain it had caused. It was like,
for who?
But nobody even knew about it.
Yeah.
Cause that much pain?
Is he being blackmailed by somebody?
I don't know. I just think he was trying to go overboard, yes. Apologizing. Yeah. And then in the story, they said that his staff was all in tears. And they mentioned there were a lot of white staffers who were crying.
Oh,
like, why are they
probably
crying?
Thought they had to.
Like, ridiculously emotional. But if they were, maybe it was just because, oh, we're getting through this or getting this off our chest or, you know.
I don't know. It just struck me as there's too much crying. There's just too much crying.
There's so much crying.
And then Whoopi Goldberg was defending Liam Neeson.
Really?
But Lily Allen called him a disgusting racist at her concert last night and dedicated her song Fuck You to him.
Oh, that's nice. But who was somebody else came out in support of him that he's not racist because he made out with the black lady in the movie. Who was that? Michelle Rodriguez. Remember her? Michelle mm-hmm. Rodriguez.
And she made out with her after that.
She did?
Probably.
Rodriguez.
I don't know who is a lesbian. She says Liam Neeson can't be racist because he Frenched Viola Davis in a movie called Widows.
Hot.
It's all fucking bullshit. Liam Neeson's not a racist, is her quote. Hmm. Because, yeah, you clearly no racist people would never get it on with a black person.
But it was interesting.
Unless you're a founding father.
It was interesting to read that Whoopi Goldberg was defending him, and Lily Allen, who's white, was calling him a disgusting racist. And tell me they're taking him out of his movie?
Yeah, here's that story. Some people want him cut out like Kevin Spacey was. Because making up the story that he made
the movie is out this week.
It's
the next movie.
The next one. Men in Black. How ironic.
Oh, boy.
He had to cancel his appearance on Stephen Colbert. He couldn't do Colbert last night.
Wait, because Stephen Colbert wouldn't have him on?
No, he canceled. I guess he doesn't want to talk about it anymore.
Neeson's the one that
backed out.
I like Neeson. Although I think that Taken movie is ridiculous.
I know a lot of his movies.
So it's the story he made up.
I know. I can't get. I was like, why did he tell that story? And also, the other thing that I'm going through is, why would anyone kill a random person? Because it just seems so dumb.
I saw.
And when he was trying to sell it on Good Morning America, I was not buying. I was like, that's so dumb. Yeah. I just can't even, and I want to, who's the person that was raped, by the way? Since she's dead. Can you just tell us now?
Yeah, she has no offspring. Nothing was ever filed. No one knows who she is.
Yeah, so somebody can check the story a little bit.
You told me that people were actually applauding him for admitting his racism, which I thought was ludicrous. And now there's another angle to the story about, hey, you should be applauded for caring so much about his friend who was raped. Like, caring so much about his friend is right. He's the one that left the room to go find a rando to murder.
I don't think it shows,
he would have stayed there.
I don't think it shows. I don't think your friend would be happy if you killed a random person, but not the person that raped her.
Yeah, because that rapist is still out there.
I don't think she wanted him to kill the rapist either.
But then again, he knew it was Ireland, so odds were. He found the one black person. Because there's only one black person in Ireland, apparently. I think that story is such bullshit.
Did he think he was being cool?
I think he made it up to relate to the stupid movie he was promoting.
Good luck.
Yeah, I know that, but so bizarre to make up a story like that, not true, any of it, to promote your movie.
So now they want to boot him out of Men in Black 2. I don't know how big of a role it is.
Fans are outraged by his admission he once stalked the street with a bat, hell bent on killing any black bastard, or calling for scenes in a big budget sci-fi flick to be cut. Are they really going to do this, or are they just saying that fans are calling for it?
Twitter.
Okay. They want to be replaced in a film like Kevin Spacey, who's cut from Ridley Scott's All the Money in the World. Calls for an HBO actor, Men in Black, have filled social media. I guess Sony Pictures behind Christopher Plummer to replace Liam Neeson, one fan tweeted.
I really hope it's not too late to digitally erase that racist fuck Liam Neeson from the new Men in Black movie.
That really make you feel better? That really make that person feel better?
I guess so. It's just so dumb. It's like, he's dumb. Yeah. He sounds dumb.
Speaking of
I never
dumb.
Thought of Liam Neeson as being dumb.
No, me either.
Well, no, he was a hero before.
With a huge crank.
Yeah, and a sad...
He sounded a little dumb on Nell.
Nell.
There was a little of that.
Speaking of dumb, Dr. Phil's got a great episode on today.
What's it on?
And the preview of it's been bouncing around the internet like crazy. Here, I'll let Dr. Phil explain it.
Ever leave the house unmasked or without his eye makeup? Take a look.
My fiance believes that he is a real life superhero.
Just fighting crime.
Oh, this.
And taking care of business.
His real name is Giovanni.
That is not the name that defines me. My name is Goose Wayne.
I refuse to call him Goose, but I call him G. He started believing that he was a superhero only about 2 weeks after we got engaged. One day, my fiance bought a mask.
I wear gloves. I wear a belt. I usually keep all kinds of items in my pockets here.
He bought a suit, and then a grappling hook came.
My pants have knee pads. It might be Kevlar in here. I'm not exactly sure.
This is not just for attention. He is a 24-hour superhero.
He's always
wearing
masks.
This is real life. This is not some sort of fairy tale.
My fiance doesn't go anywhere without the makeup on if he doesn't have the mask. Sometimes I'm embarrassed to be seen with him. G wearing the mask has definitely hurt
He's
our
walking
sex
in
life.
A suit down the street with her with the mask on.
With the mask on.
When I'm sleeping next to him and he's wearing the mask, his breathing echoes in his mask and he sounds like Darth Vader. I think he looks like a raccoon with just the eye paint on.
I almost, at this point, prefer the mask over the raccoon face.
I think he doesn't want to get married.
He really does patrol his neighborhood looking to fight crime.
Right now I'm going to the gas station, going to see if there's any trouble going on over there, and I might even come back with some beers.
He has been in real fights before.
What's up, Gotham? Looking for the newest villain on the block. Who's next?
He's driven upwards of 2 hours to fight someone that looked like the Joker. He has lost all of the fights. If G wants to get married with the makeup or the mask on, there's absolutely no chance I will go through with that.
If you want to marry me, you have to marry Goose Wayne. Period.
I'm not going to let him show up looking a fool in front of all my friends and family.
All right, Kevin, it's good to meet you.
So, he has kind of a gut, which Batman does not have.
Yeah, he doesn't look even remotely... Well, he's lost every fight.
He's lost every fight.
He drove 2 hours to fight someone that looks like the Joker. What? And got his ass handed to him.
And we all know we talked to the real one.
So stupid.
When we talked to Black Batman in Ontario.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Where does this person live?
Who?
This guy's in Michigan.
Goose Wayne?
Mm-hmm. Goose Wayne.
He's in Michigan?
Wait, that's not the Batman we talked to?
Oh, no, up north?
Yeah.
No. He had a different
first
Batman?
Name. Oh, okay.
His first name is Mark.
Okay.
No, there's a lot of people that pretend to be Batman.
What's the attraction?
Especially if you're going to lose every fight. I think he doesn't want to get married to this chick.
I like the grappling hook that
That's
he was throwing
cool.
across his front yard.
Yeah.
He's grappling in
to,
the grass.
To climb up his yard. What?
That was effective.
Yesterday, I was... I'm not sure how I got into this. I guess it was somebody sent me a Miami Herald story about Jeffrey Epstein, who is... something like Larry Nassar and R. Kelly combined, but worse. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the worst pedophile possibly ever.
And with more money.
And with more money than all the pedophiles combined. He was a partner at Bear Stearns. He managed clients who had over $1 billion in assets. So he's a superstar with the market. Started his own investment company in St. Thomas, by the way, for tax advantages, which pissed me off. It's like, oh... So he's just a scumbag all around. So anyway, the Miami Herald does a story about how this guy would hustle 13 to 15, sometimes 16-year-olds, to come to his Florida mansion. He's got mansions all over the place. And give him a massage. And, of course, he would be nude. And they would be topless. And eventually he would try whatever he could get away with the girls.
Yeah.
And... he would give the girls retainers to bring other girls. Mm-hmm. So it sounded to me like from 2001 to 2005, he had generally at least three girls a day who were 13, 14, 15, 16 years old coming to his house for some kind of sex.
Yeah.
I mean, it is, and as you read, and these girls are, you know, 30 now or 25. A lot of them are very troubled, of course, as is not unusual with people that are treated that way. And they brought a case against him.
Huh. Yeah.
And it was quite obvious because they had so many witnesses, so many, and they all told the same story. And they all described the inside of his house because they all ended up in his master bedroom, and he had some rather unique decor, which they all described perfectly. This guy was so nailed, but he's so rich. And so powerful, and he has a lot of friends. Yep. In fact, they were going through the logs of his private jet rides, and he's flown with Bill Clinton on his jet 26 times. Mm-hmm. He flew to Africa with Bill Clinton, Chris Tucker, and Kevin Spacey. I'm like, what? First of all, what's Chris Tucker doing on the plane?
Or is there some connection?
Remember, wasn't Chris Tucker really good friends with Jackson?
Yes, that's exactly what I thought. Thought it was kind of strange. And then Kevin Spacey, who likes the younger. There was also another multi-prong trip on his jet with Clinton to the Far East. And I want to say Singapore was in there. Singapore.
Of course. And, Bangkok.
Yeah.
Thailand there some, in there, too.
It sounded really not good. But Clinton never gets mentioned. Now, they do talk about Prince Andrew. And also Alan Dershowitz is taking part in some of these girls.
Well, he defended. Didn't he defend him?
Yeah, he defended him. And they got, between Alan Dershowitz and his other high-paid attorneys, I mean, this guy has the highest-paid attorneys, they talked the prosecutor into not only giving him a plea bargain, and it sounded to me like they're trying to suggest that they got him to testify against some people in the mortgage crisis.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, they didn't get convictions in those cases. Why would the mortgage crisis supersede a child molestation case?
It wouldn't.
No, it wouldn't.
But at least
something
that,
stinks
at least that,
here.
At least that prosecutor is doing nothing now. Oh, wait, he's the
Secretary
of Labor.
Labor.
My fault.
Yeah. Acosta.
Yeah, there's some Trump ties, too. I think Trump and him got sued jointly, but it was thrown out, I think. I don't know.
Well, Trump knows him.
Yeah, well, because he's a multi-billionaire from New York. That's why he knows all these people.
But Trump made some comment about how he likes younger girls at some point in time.
Yep.
So, which,
video.
Yeah, so apparently there's no secret that this guy likes this. You know, it reminds me of R. Kelly in that all these powerful people know what this guy's up to.
And are helping him get away with it.
Well, they don't seem to mind, or they seem to appreciate his financial acumen or his private jet so much that they just sort of look the other way. So anyway, you've got all these girls who are ready to testify against him, and yet somehow his defense attorneys... who are the best of the best, they talked the prosecutor into all these things, including, you know, eh, he'll testify in these mortgage crisis things, and we'll give him a plea bargain. And not only that, we'll move the case so that it doesn't get much publicity, and we won't tell any of the victims that we agreed to this plea bargain. We'll move it away from Miami so that they don't know about it. So none of them were informed that they were plea bargaining. They all said they would have objected vehemently to his 18-month sentence, which he served 13 months on work release.
Yeah, so he spent
13 months on work release, though. He was there half the time. This story
and
is
he was allowed
so...
trips.
Yeah.
On that work release.
Anywhere he wanted to.
Yeah, he was allowed to go anywhere, including Manhattan and the Virgin Islands.
And not have to register as a sex offender.
He also made... No, he did register as a sex offender.
He did?
Yes, he did. He still does. He's trying to get that removed, though.
Oh.
And New York is saying, absolutely not.
Yeah, go New York.
So this is being reopened because they're trying to determine... It sounds like there's some prosecutorial abuses here. And also the fact that all of this stuff got sealed. All these details were sealed. And which, of course, works to his advantage. And also
to have a lot of money, huh?
Yeah. Friends. May help Prince Andrew and Alan Dershowitz, yeah, who might be named and some things in there, too. Mm-hmm. And there are many, 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 many settlements with many of the girls back then. So,
and they won't reverse the finding or the... Basically, the what liberated him.
Yeah, I'm not sure that they can reverse
anything.
They
can't appeal that.
Yeah, it's like, what happened here? And there are some people that want this to be investigated. Congress has actually spoken about this. But it just was weird to me. It was like, why don't we hear about Jeffrey Epstein the way we hear about, okay, he doesn't write hit songs, but he's one of the richest people on the planet. I mean, you'd think, and plus his connection to Bill Clinton is very strong, at least 26 flights worth. Is that why we don't hear about it?
Well, that's when I remember first hearing about him, maybe 6 years ago, when all that first came out.
Yeah, I remember hearing a little bit about it, but it just got squashed. It just sort of went away, and 13 months, and it's over. I don't know. This thing just stinks so bad. It's just the most horrible story. And, you know, the girls, the Miami, you know, God bless the Miami Herald, who still does some investigative work. They had about 20 people working on this story. They interviewed all these, found all these girls, many of whom spoke to them. Some of them spoke on camera, too. And they pieced together the entire story because otherwise you wouldn't know. It's all sealed. Somehow it all got just rubbed away in this ridiculous plea deal. This guy did, I mean, he had no legs to stand on, except that he had a lot of money and he had some pretty intense defense attorneys, but they had nothing to bargain with. That's what no one can figure out is, how did they get this deal?
So does he just roam free then, wherever he wants to go?
Yeah, he roams free pretty much, yes.
Doesn't he own his own island?
Yes, yeah. He owns his own island. He lives there.
Owns a 757?
Yes. Is it 57? Yeah.
He's got a net worth of $2 billion.
He's on easy street. He's doing great. But I don't understand, why is this such a meh story?
Oh, I don't know if it is. Like you said, nobody knows about it.
But why isn't Dateline doing stories on it? Why isn't 2020 doing stories on Jeffrey Epstein? Why is he getting such a pass from the media? And the Miami Herald... This story just came out. It's an incredible story. It's long. There's multiple parts.
Gross.
I know. I was thinking about that as I was reading. I was like, boy, if you guys couldn't read the James Brown story, you're really not going to like this story.
It's terrible. Maybe, is it too horrifying?
Nassar was horrifying.
Maybe if they did a story on it, they know somebody would come down on him. The man.
Larry Nassar was horrifying. R. Kelly's
Larry
horrifying.
Nassar,
yeah, but Epstein has the ability to sue the shit out of you to keep something quiet.
Well, and he does use all of his resources, but there's no comprehension as to why the prosecution in this case just bent over and said, we'll seal it all and we'll move it out of Miami so it doesn't get attention. The victims will never know. Why? And once the story's out, I would have thought once the Miami Herald did this story that this thing would be blowing up all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Well, just yesterday they announced that the Justice Department is looking into it.
Take your time.
What does that mean? I mean,
well, we'll see what kind
of. I'm just surprised. Honestly, wouldn't you expect this would be a huge story?
I would expect
a
that.
A guy
yeah.
this wealthy, yeah. a Bear Stearns partner,
yeah,
who knows all these people, Alan Dershowitz. Prince Andrew? I mean, is it just so big that people go, we better let that go?
Well, obviously not, because it was on, was it the Today Show or Good Morning America?
Oh, so. Did they have it on?
Yeah.
Oh, they did today?
Yeah.
No kidding. Today Show?
I think it was today.
It's got to be because of the feds opening up the inquiry.
Right.
Well, I would have thought the Miami Herald story, honestly, was good enough that I would have thought it would have gotten a lot. Because I mean, look at those Me Too stories Ronan Farrow did, how big those be. Those were everywhere. And it's an amazing story. And when you read it, you can't believe it. You're like, it's got to be, what do I not know about
Ooh,
this?
Mick Jagger was in his black book.
Well, you know, he has lots of friends. Lots of friends. Well, yeah, Mick had his share of some.
Very young girls.
Young girls, yeah. Mm. Lori Maddox, I think, was with Mick, wasn't she? Jimmy Page's woman who was 14.
Yeah. And Bill Watts.
The famous groupie.
Was it Bill Watts?
Charlie Watts?
Oh, Charlie Watts.
Bill Wyman.
Bill Wyman.
Bill Wyman, yeah. Mandy Smith. 13.
Yeah.
Alec Baldwin's in his black book.
Ooh.
Alec Baldwin.
Well, you know, maybe this will start getting out. I don't understand why it's not a bigger story.
Well, the more money you have, the more resources you have to slow down the process.
But the story is known.
Clawed it out of the area so that the girls weren't aware. Why?
But now that someone has talked to all the victims and is reporting on it, it would seem that it is a story again.
Well, now they got to face it. Yeah, for sure.
Honestly, I don't even remember the story of him going to jail that well. Was that a big deal?
It wasn't there very long.
But I mean, him going to jail. I mean, I remember the story, but it seems like it'd be a bigger story. And it seems like it would have been outraged that it got 13 months. But of course, they squashed all the details.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially since it was 2008 and all the banks defaulted and there was so much corruption revealed.
That could be.
During 2008.
You would think that's when they would jump on it.
Yeah. A guy who, you know, was pulling some shenanigans there too, likely. So anyway, Jeffrey Epstein, I could see this story blowing up. I can't imagine why it wouldn't blow up. I can't imagine why it hasn't blown up.
I'm reading an old story. Guess who else? Guess who else was in his book? Harvey Weinstein.
Of course.
And David Copperfield.
Oh. Wow.
David Copperfield?
Yeah, David Copperfield. Wow.
R. Kelly? Did he play any of the parties?
I don't see R. Kelly in there. Most of it's Prince
They wouldn't
Andrew.
Have wanted him there because he would have horned in all the women.
Yeah, there's a lot of power concentrated around this guy because of his wealth and because of what he did. And some of that power seems to be very involved with him and travel with him and things like that. I noticed that every time I look this up, they always mention that he flew with Kevin Spacey, Bill Clinton, and Chris Tucker. It seems that flight is always referenced.
One wild fight. Wow.
Well, that is a
Jesus.
That is a weird combination. I think it's on the Wikipedia page. I think they were going to.
They all have to know, don't you think? Any of the people who were with him had
to
know.
It sounded like it was known. I mean, Trump said it. He likes young girls.
Yeah.
You know, the other guy that Clinton used to use his jet all the time was Ron Burkle, who also liked very young girls.
Really?
Yeah, Ron Burkle, the supermarket guy. He's a billionaire, I think.
Huh.
He's a big donor. Yeah, he got, and that was another one that really wasn't, I don't know, does anyone know Ron Burkle's name?
No, I never heard of it until you just said it now.
He's also worth $2 billion.
Yeah, I think he had a fiance that was 19 or something, he's in his 50s.
Yeah.
Is that her?
Yeah, here she is, the trophy wife. Wow.
Oh, that's nice. Jesus.
And there were a lot of whispers about some of his proclivities.
Dave Dear.
So, I don't know, does the Bill Clinton connection just shut the story down? Do people go, oh, I don't want to do that.
Well, I wouldn't think it would now. You mean in 08?
I don't know.
2015.
The Ron Burkle story really is, I think, is previous to that.
Oh, you mean regarding Ron Burkle?
He owns the Penguins.
Really?
Yeah, he's a big dude.
He owns the Pittsburgh Penguins and went to the White House when they won the Cup and everything.
Okay.
Get out of here, Burkle.
And I don't know what I don't know what Ron Burkle if he's got any criminal issues. I'm not sure that he does. I think it was just sort of like, should Bill Clinton really be flying around? Oh, by the way, Epstein's plane was called Lolita. Was it called Lolita 1 or something?
Yeah.
Wow.
And Ron Burkle's plane, I believe, had a nickname.
Lolita 2.
Let's see. Wait.
That's a great name.
But have either of them been in blackface?
Ken
Good question.
Starr was one of his lawyers. Ken
yeah,
Starr.
Ken Starr. No, it was the power on that legal team was amazing.
Wait a minute. Didn't Ken Starr hate Bill Clinton?
Well, he investigated Bill Clinton. He pushed Bill Clinton about as far as you could push him.
So if they were friends, that's weird.
Money. A lot of money.
Money.
Well, it's funny when those cases are over, it seems like everybody's buddy-buddy. You think that the defense, the two sides hate each other and they go out for beers afterwards. I was just looking for Ron Burkle's plane.
Like Elric and Ratai?
Yes.
Yeah,
there you go.
Clark Park next week.
Ron Burkle's plane. Wait, what's the thing? I
think it's Clark Ron... Park getting some sort of like special a statue or something.
Are they?
Dedicated to Mike Clark?
Oh, they should.
Should Mike there be
they
a...
should rename it Mike
Clark Park.
Mike Clark Park.
Mike Clark imprint on Clark Park.
Well, Mike loved watching sports. Like playing sports too much. Okay, let's see. Scandal filled book about Paris Hilton was released in January. One chapter full of prostitution allegations against billionaire Clinton pal Ron Burkle was cut.
I found it.
Oh, it was cut.
It's called Air Fuck One.
That's
I knew
cool.
It had a wild name.
That's kind of cool.
Chapter was posted on his website, centers on high end prostitution in and around Hollywood. It's worth reading on its own. But let's pull out the Ron Burkle bit, shall we? Oh, how did that get pulled from the book? Isn't it interesting how this power seems to work? It says that Burkle, along with Interscope chief Ted Field, was one of the best-known lifers, patrons of super high-end call girls all the time. He points out Burkle's close friendship with Bill Clinton and his private jet that underlings called Air Fuck One. Burkle and Field both relied on a pimp named David Reich to get them girls, and then allegations that Burkle paid to watch girl-on-girl action starring Paris Hilton live. Whoa. Hot.
Maybe gross.
So you got in touch with Elizabeth Jarrett, a poly girl claims she serviced both Burkle and Field on occasion. Writer Ben Wallace also met Jowry doing research in LA. She was a recovering meth addict, but she did talk about Paris Hilton being along for the ride. She's quick to volunteer with Paris. It was very low key. She would fly down. I was there with them. We would party pretty hard. Paris got naked. The girls would get naked. This is mainly in Vegas. Sometimes you have Ted or Ron come down, and they would pretty much pay for girl on girl action. They pay to watch
Ted. Where you at?
They'd bring Augie Bush the Third.
Oh, my God.
That's lovely. I was flown to New York for Ron or Teddy. We stayed in hotels. They were in Vegas. We'd stay with them at the mansions, at the MGM, the Plaza, the Rio, those villas at the Mirage. These are the best of the best. When I go to Los Angeles to visit, they were day trips. The dumb photo shoots I would fall for on those day trips, we'd always go to Teddy's house, which was phenomenal. The photographer's awesome. The limo would pick us up. Best thing about Ted is he would have accounts everywhere. We'd have lunch or go shopping on his accounts. Ron was less generous. Cheap. I remember one time I had a good time with Ron. It's when David had me and my best friend flown to L.A. I went to spend the night with Ron. He told me it was where JFK had affairs with Marilyn. Ooh! Went to his house at the beach. He had a big thing of Mr. Bubble. He put it in the jacuzzi. He was relaxed, and we just had a great time. Never knew Ron to get rough with girls, but I did know him to be a dick. If he wasn't getting what he wanted, he would throw attitude. I'm going to my room. You all can do whatever the fuck you want to do. They wouldn't bang him.
Nah.
So we were just gambling on his dime at that point. He was resentful that we were on his dime. The one common thread with Ron and Ted, they would watch girls get it on or get HJs or BJs. They wouldn't have intercourse. They were afraid of AIDS. Both were AIDS Foundation supporters. Oh, nice. Last night.
That's a fun story.
Yeah.
That is a fun story.
Rob Walchick had a great story last night in Fox 2 about the Midtown McDonald's.
Yeah.
I couldn't get over this story. I was like, this can't be a McDonald's. McDonald's doesn't do stuff like this. I guess I just have so much love and trust for McDonald's that I was, that's what upset me as much as anything. Huh. McDonald's had a spotter just like Ron's, Rob's previous party or
same
story.
Same company, same tow company.
Yeah. They had a spotter. If somebody's parked at McDonald's too long, they'd call a towing company. Even on people in McDonald's eating.
It was the same exact spotter, too, from the other story.
It was.
I feel like Rob was a spotter for her. Wherever she went, he just followed.
So I'm going, wait, McDonald's? And when they complained to McDonald's, McDonald's said, we have videotape and they're not on it. They didn't come in.
When they complained to the owner-operator, the franchisee of that store.
Right. But they said there was tape and they were not coming. They did not come into McDonald's, which was a lie.
Yeah.
And then
that owner is a piece of work, man.
When they pursued it, they wouldn't produce the tape.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
So
I like when he showed up and the owner's car is in the parking lot and then the owner, they claim, is not there.
Yeah, she tells them that she's not there.
I wanted Rob so bad to go, well, why don't you tow her car then? She's parked here, and she's not here. Tow her car.
Yeah.
That would have been cute.
I was talking to my mom about this story.
Uh-huh.
You know, just to see if she knew the owner. She knew her mom.
Oh.
I guess this franchisee inherited the story. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was telling my mom.
Hi, Mommy.
She goes, I thought you were going to ask about the time when we had our own car towed. I'm like, what? And there was this whole story about how...
At McDonald's?
Yeah, we did deliver at one of the stores.
What?
And apparently somebody at the store called the towing company on the delivery car because it was parked there and they didn't know whose it was.
Since when is McDonald's... I didn't know McDonald's had cars towed from their parking lots all the time. I had no idea.
Much less their own. So my mom was like, so we had to go and, you know, basically pay to get our own car out of the tow shop. And so I asked her if it was Sunny, and she started laughing. I think I've told you the story before where Sunny didn't show up for work for like 2 weeks. He was a manager.
Uh-huh.
My dad said, Sunny, what happened? Why aren't you, did you just quit? What's going on? He goes, no, I was fired. He's like, who fired you? He goes, the delivery guy.
He's fired.
The delivery guy can't fire people. He's just a crew member. What are you talking about? Sonny was a piece of work. He was fun to work with.
Well,
nut.
First of all, I didn't realize McDonald's towed cars. I had no idea they would tow you if you took too long.
Never heard of that.
I never heard of that either.
But if you're inside their restaurant, patronizing their restaurant, that's. Anyway.
I wonder if they tow them because of where it's at, because parking's kind of limited down there.
Yeah,
in
but
what, right
this
by
was
Hopcat.
An 87-year-old woman drinking coffee in McDonald's.
Hers never should have been towed anyway. You're wondering in general. You said you've never.
Yeah, well, when you said your car was towed or your parents' car was towed, it's like McDonald's tows cars at other. I just thought this McDonald's, the idea that McDonald's was towing cars out of their parking lot seemed so bizarre to me. I would think they would triple check to make sure it's not somebody. I didn't realize they just sent tow trucks to McDonald's all the time.
It's preposterous. But
in this case, they got a spotter in the parking lot. If a car's there too long, they just call the towing company. They don't care if you're in there eating. This is an 87-year-old woman.
Yeah.
She says, my car got stolen. They said, no, it got towed. And she said, what? And they said, yeah, it's blah, blah, blah. She's like, well, I don't we'll call you a cab. Well, the cab didn't come. So they said, well, sorry. So she had to walk 2 miles in the cold. 87-year-old woman in Detroit.
Oh my God.
She walked 2 hours in the cold to get to the transit center to get home.
Oh.
And then pay $420 to get her car back.
Yep.
Wow.
And the other woman was eating, she was eating lunch. And I don't think she took any specially long time, but.
Who cares if she did anyway?
Yeah. They just, it sounds to me like they're getting a kickback from the towing company. Sounds like it. I don't know.
Clearly.
Why would anybody go there?
I don't know. I don't know why anybody would go to fucking McDonald's if they're going to tow your car. If you're in there too long, in fact, I don't really plan on going to McDonald's if they're going to do that shit. That's crazy. I had no idea they did that.
No.
I've gone to McDonald's a million times and I've never been towed.
Me too. Here's their restroom without buying anything too.
I've done that too. Now that, if they towed me for that, well, they would have had to watch me very carefully.
It wouldn't take forever for that to, well.
I usually will at least peek at the menu before I use the bathroom.
Right.
As if I'm going to go to the bathroom and figure it out. I need more time.
Exactly.
Anyway, you know, this is the second or third story he's done on this. And I can't understand, first of all, that McDonald's, the home, I would think they'd go, you're losing your franchise. You're completely fucking up our thing. That's ridiculous. And secondly, I would think the mayor's office would go, okay, this ain't happening.
Well, isn't it supposed to be illegal to only accept cash?
I don't know.
Did we learn that last
time? Towing companies do that all the time, though. I've been towed before, and it's always cash when you're towed, isn't it?
I don't know. I thought that's what we learned from Rob last time, is that it's
yeah,
it's
I think you're right.
But no one's put a stop to that company.
No, but that's what amazes me. I would have thought the last story would have been the end of that. Because somebody in the city would be watching and would say, oh, my God. Or somebody would tell the city and they'd say, okay, this is we want people coming downtown. We don't want people coming down getting towed. It's just like a Little Caesars Arena thing.
Unless the city's getting kickbacks from the towing company.
Well, you know what? If the
would
city
surprise you?
If that's the way the city's operating, then they can fuck themselves.
Remember the whole thing with the police department?
Yeah.
Detroit Police Department and the towing?
Sure.
Another towing company.
Yep. Well, no, that the whole Gasper Fiore thing. Mm-hmm.
Well, isn't this towing company investigated for practices? You know,
no, the only one investigating
is Rob. They seem to have free reign. I mean, they've been on the Hall of Shame before. They go in there again, and nobody seems to care. So I guess if you're going to go downtown, you better carry $420 with you because you never know when they're going to have a spotter who just wants to stick it to you. I don't know. That's just complete bullshit. I'm just amazed. And it honestly, it does smell. It smells really bad when the city doesn't even bother. Yeah. One of the three major networks that does local news does a story like that and the city has no response. Well, you got to wonder about that. Oh, pretty bad.
I'm not going down there anymore.
That sure is a mystery.
I'm done with Detroit. Well, no, I'm honestly... Unless you're going to park in a very specific lot that is safe. I don't know. I sure would have a hard time. Honestly, the places that Rob has covered, I would never expect to be towed at places like that. Yeah. I would just never expect that. Caesars Arena, not parking in a specific parking lot. Yeah, that seems like some typical city skullduggery.
Yeah, but private places in Midtown?
Pretty strange. Ariana Grande, it's official. She will not be in the building.
Oh, shame.
For the Grammys.
Oh, it's a shame.
Hailey Baldwin and Justin Bieber were celibate when they married. One of the reasons they got married so quickly. Because they wanted to bone.
Oh, my God.
He
was celibate for a year, allegedly. He gave a very an interview that was so deep.
I love how they're talking about how marriage is so tough.
Yeah. What? Well, they have so many obstacles.
You just started. Yeah, exactly. You just started, and you can do whatever you want.
Celibate for a year. It sounds like he's really on the Jesus train, and I'm not knocking it.
Just seems odd.
So he re-virginated?
Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying
re-virginator. Is that why he did it, though?
He kind of implied that he was really in a bad way. He was having a lot of gratuitous sex and partying too much. Biebs. Yeah, he kind of... the story was so deep. Yeah. It really was. And he wanted to get closer to God. I'm serious. And so he said he went celibate, and he quit.
How does that get you closer to God, being celibate?
I don't ask me.
God's like, don't drag me into this.
Ask Biebs.
He's probably beating off like crazy.
Ew. I don't want to think about it.
But he was in trouble every 5 minutes at one point. I mean, he was a mess.
Kind of a waste case.
He does, I don't know what he's crying about all the time. If he's sober and, happily married to this girl, it is kind of weird that all those shots of him bawling in public. Something weird is going on with this guy.
He was celibate.
But maybe.
He's backed up. He's coming out of his tear ducts.
He sounds
gross.
It sounds like it's being deep is what it is.
He
is makes him
deep.
Cry.
That's true. And that sells his next record, being
once
so
again,
deep.
Too much crying.
Yep. I know.
Oh, my God. He's so deep.
And then Sarah Silverman... complaining about a radiologist without gloves, putting gel on her boobs, and gliding his finger around. She asked him to put gloves on. She said he responded arrogantly and conversed with her boobs out. Now,
she couldn't put them away?
I don't know. Shouldn't
she? Modesty towel.
Instead of going on social media, would it have been better to maybe work through that office and say, hey, your doctor, I want to make a claim or I want to make a complaint.
Is that normal for them to do an exam without gloves?
No.
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 No, that's pretty fucked up.
No, you can't.
Did
do
it really
that.
Happen?
You cannot do that.
She said it did.
Yeah, but she was in blackface once, so.
Yeah. Sarah Silver was in blackface? Why isn't she in trouble?
On her show. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Why isn't she in trouble?
She's always lumped together with everybody. She was very apologetic about it. I think she actually cried when talking about it.
How long ago was it?
You're not joking.
When her show was on, what was that, 6 years ago? There it is.
Wait, if she did it 6 years ago, why are these people who did it in 1980 in so much trouble? Their staffs are crying.
Because it's
because she's a comedian.
A
and
new awakening.
That staff that's crying is some soft attorney general's office.
I don't know. I would just think being more recent would be a bigger problem.
Well, I don't think she's going to be running for public office anytime soon.
Well, but I mean, other things have stalled careers. Yeah. And I don't want to stall her career.
Yeah, but that, and she gets on her high horse quite a bit.
No, she does. She does. That's what I mean. The people that are so righteous, that's why people were getting a chuckle out of Joy Behar getting busted because, aha, Joy Behar! And I saw the clip. It was in 2016 where she showed off this picture. Yeah, here's me when I was 29. And the girls are all looking at it, and the black girl on that show, I'm not even sure what her name is.
Whoopi?
No, it wasn't Whoopi Goldberg. Oh. She said, something looks a little, and she goes, yeah, I was playing an African queen for Halloween. She goes,
African queen?
Your skin looks a little darker. And she says, well, I darkened it a little bit.
What character was that?
One Bihar made up. So she could be racist.
Yeah, I guess so. But that would have been, if she was 29, that would have been a long time ago.
What's Halloween going to be like this year, I wonder?
No blackface.
I think it's just cancel Halloween. There's so many costumes. If you
no
look at
nothing.
That, there was a story about Ivy League schools, and they literally tell you what costumes you can't wear. It's a long list.
You got to go
because
with something.
Any kind of appropriation. You know, you can't go as an Egyptian girl.
I did that once. I went as Cleopatra.
Trudy, you've done it all.
Man.
What race haven't you offended?
But I didn't.
Trudy's an equal opportunity offender.
are you going to be a geisha this year? Or a lesbian?
I'm going to have to try that. How do I dress up like a lesbian? Oh, well.
You can come up with some ideas.
Is that wrong to appropriate lesbianism?
Probably.
What if I put out?
Yeah, well, then you're...
Well, no, then you're okay.
Then I'm okay.
You just have to prove it.
Boy.
All done, then.
And then some local stories. Summit Place Mall is going to be destroyed. Does anyone care?
About time.
We've been talking about that for like 7 years.
I know, it's been empty forever.
They're saying it's going to be destroyed.
What a dump.
I'm assuming all these malls are coming down.
Slow down.
I don't know what they're going to replace them with. This is supposedly going to be a business park, I think they said.
Yeah, and DT's putting something in there.
And then the bonus is Chrysler employees got $6,000.
Ooh.
44,000 UAW members.
Nice.
GM got $10,750. Nice. 46,000 of them, and 56,000 Ford people got 7,600. Meanwhile, GM giving the biggest bonus, $10,750 to 46,000 people, and 1,300 are laid off.
Are they giving that big a bonus because their stock price shot up when they told everybody they were going to lay people off and close plants?
It's based on 2018 numbers, so I don't know. Was that in 2018?
Yeah, it was back in November. And their stock shot up.
Huh. I don't think it's based on the stock price, is it?
I don't know what it's based on.
No, well, it's based on productivity, sales.
It's kind of interesting when
profit.
46,000 people who are on the line are getting almost $11,000 and 1,300 salary people are getting laid off. But they're in different worlds, I guess, is the explanation. And the judge may reconsider Miguel Cabrera's $20,000 a month payment, which he's very angry about. His attorneys are claiming it amounts to palimony. Because he paid off her $1 million house, pays for her Disney pass, health insurance, private schools, all these things that he has to pay for specifically. And then his attorneys are saying, how can these two kids cost $20,000 a month? This money's for her. And apparently a judge is going to consider it.
I didn't know that they would walk those back.
I wouldn't think so either, because she wanted $100,000. So
wow.
I don't think the kids would cost $100,000.
No, they
just
don't.
Just saying. But, you know, if he buys her a house, I think he used to buy our car every year, too, or every 2 years or something.
That's unreasonable. It really is.
Well, I think you should take care of him, but I don't know what kids cost $20,000 a month, except for Kevin Federline's kids that Britney pays for. They cost $30,000 a month.
Did you hear Miggy's comment on it, by the way?
I did not.
Let me see if I can find it. There's a good video of it. Here it is.
It's actually my car, but I bought it for her.
I guess it's from the
well said.
I guess it's from the future.
Well said. No, he's bought her car.
My car paid for everything. I paid for everything around here, right?
It's his translator. I'm sorry.
The best of this week will be tomorrow, brought to you by Scott Kunith, 248-797-7746. Do we have Scott's copy? Oh, it's in here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, the copy book.
You mean his scopy?
Yes. Let's see. What do I want to tell you about Scott Kunith? Well, he's the rising star. We could play his song, I guess. Realtor Scott Kunith, the Coldwell Banker Weir Manual.
Tell me about Scott Kunith. He's a guy you want to be with. No, not without. When you're looking to sell a house, same goes if you're buying. Don't even start trying. If Scott's not in your corner, don't say that I didn't warn ya. He knows real estate so well, he could write the manual. He works for Coldwell Banker Weir
Scott!
Oh, God.
Oh.
Jeez.
Man.
That was
good
tough.
Thing that didn't happen at the Rising Star ceremony.
Sorry.
See what your home is worth, or if you need help in finding a new one, 248-797-7746. That's 248-797-7746, or S. Kunith at CBWM. Somebody referred their son to him. So
nice.
That's cool. Yeah, he's gotten a couple referrals like that. And we suggested that, too. So who knows? Maybe someone took my advice. But it's all working out. Seems to be working out very well. So anyway, gets out of here, Brandon. We've got best of to take care of. So anything special this weekend? We're in the dead zone. There's really nothing, is there?
That new football league, man. You're not pumped for it?
Do they play this weekend?
Yeah, Saturday, CBS.
Am I supposed to watch that?
Yeah.
Is Colin Kilpatrick or...
Kaepernick
playing.
No.
Colin Kilpatrick.
Adam Sandler is at the Fox. But it has to be sold out.
I would think so.
Hey, Bob Stoops joined the XFL.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they're getting big names.
Stoops, they are.
Is their season underway then?
No,
not till next year.
Oh.
What football would I be watching this weekend?
It's the American Association Alliance of Football or something. I know Denard Robinson's in the league.
Is there anybody else I would want to watch?
Ty Isaac's in the league.
Are they selling tickets?
I have no idea. I can't believe it's actually on CBS.
Is there a team here?
No, they're all Southern teams. It's kind of cold out.
So, when are the games?
Southern or West.
Are they
I don't
know.
The first one is on Saturday night on CBS.
Saturday
I hope they
night.
Go live inside the locker room, the cheerleaders' locker room.
Oh, yeah, that was a big deal in the XFL. That worked out great. They were all nude. Scissoring away.
Or if they interview the players live.
Or the fans during the game. That was exciting.
Because I always want to hear from fans during a game what they have to say.
Oh, they always add a lot.
Oh, there are a lot of tickets left for Adam Sandler.
Here's Ron Burkle with a really young chick.
Oh, God, that looks awful.
I know, does it look disgusting?
Gee, he has a square head, too.
He does.
Really be attracted
He's
to
He's really squirrely looking. Well, all right. Have a great weekend, everybody. The best of tomorrow brought to you by Scott Kunith. See ya.
Sayonara, butt face.